Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Talk Show. Recorded live.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised. One New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show determined to piss the world off. By shoving a mirror within society's face, he kicks them in the balls. I present to you Louis B. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Yo, welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war on bullshit. We will do anything we can to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept it, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I don't hold my tongue, I don't censor myself, and I always go hard. I attack the issues that I don't agree with, and I drag them into the light. I will do anything and everything to expose anything and anyone that is corrupt. Before we get started with today's show, we have the Pimp's Prayer. Now, if I can find the Pimp's Prayer, where's the... I gotta find... I really gotta be... Oops. Here it is. Play, damn you.
Let us pray the Pimp's Prayer. Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a hoe's place. Amen.
Yeah, today, like I said before, we are having a show, either go hard or go home. We're just going to be exposing everybody today. I got a special guest calling in. His name is... Derek from the Midwest. I got him calling in today. But first, we got Mike here. Mike from the World Freeman Society. He has a few words to say. And, yeah, so, Mike?
Okay. I'll keep this nice, and I won't mention the other party I'm pissed off at. But I will mention, because I handled that on my own show. But I'll mention the primary party that I've been... For the past few days, probably been a week now, just about, when Christy and I and that Mustafa guy kept, you know, I mean, I kept yelling and yelling and yelling, and I did this on air, so I have to apologize on air. I said some things that were incorrect to say. And for that, I have to apologize. I used the term whore on the air concerning her. Mm-hmm. And that's not correct to ever call a woman that. And unless it's your girlfriend and she's sleeping around on you, you know, man.
Or is a woman that charges for sex.
Right. And there's a difference in that. And I'm not seeking to gain anything out of this apology. I just feel absolutely responsible for at least putting it out there that I was wrong concerning that, and for what it's worth, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, what about the C word incident?
The C word? Did I use that?
Yes, you did.
What day did I use that?
listened to the show, dude. I mean, you did say you called her a cunt as well.
Well, I just want to know what day I did that. I'm not denying that I did, because I probably did.
Yeah. It was after, and then you hung up, and I think it was after the Horror of Babylon comment.
What I'd like to say is that the original context that was in was a New World Order system, and then I actually drug it out, and I actually did call her a literal whore.
Yeah.
And I probably did use the cunt word. I just asked what show that was, because I'd like to hear in what context.
It was last week, but I mean, in whatever context, it's never right. You know, it's unjustified.
It's never right, but I'm just curious because I don't remember that.
Yeah, yeah, it was last week. So, I mean,
I apologize for that as well, and I apologize for the yelling altogether. And some people might think, hey, that makes good radio. But that's not the way to really handle or debate issues, really.
No, there really isn't.
Well,
yeah.
Those are the statements concerning that, and I've got no hard feelings toward Christy. Whatever guest she wants to have on her show, that's her own business. It's not my show. I can't control it, and I shouldn't try, you know. So that's her business. I might disagree with the positions on there. I might wholeheartedly at times disagree, but that's none of my business. So,
right.
Just right.
I mean, you really had no right putting her in a, you know, labeling her unfairly.
You're right. About
someone,
that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's. Yeah, so, I mean, yeah. So. I was nervous
all the way up to the point of this call, because there's no perfect way to say it. I mean, there's no way to undo damage that's already done.
I wouldn't expect absolution anytime soon.
Nah, I wouldn't either. This went way too far.
Yeah.
Went way too far.
Mm-hmm.
And that, right. I just didn't want any more trouble to proceed from myself. And this will be a compliment pretty much to you. I ask Christy, if she's out there, check out my latest show on my archive. Anybody out there who wants to, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that deals with that, how you're probably correct in some things you said that I said you weren't, and I don't want to bring that up.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Alright, thank you, Mike.
Okay.
Alright, bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Alrighty, now to get the show started, we had to get that out of the way. We got Derek from the north, from the northwest. Oh, goodness. Been saying this over and over, and I forgot. we got Derek on the line. How you doing, Derek? You're unmuted.
All right, I'm doing pretty good, Louie. I guess first I'll just say that was an interesting way to open the show. I didn't hear the previous goings on that was specifically referring to. Mm-hmm. However, the fact that he is coming on to apologize does say something for the man's character, and I'm not defending what he did, but I'm saying at least he gave an apology. And you know, after you know, things like that, you know, what are you going to do? I mean, that's the best you can do is say, I'd say I'm sorry, you know, I screwed it up, and
yeah.
You know, hopefully time heals the wound, you know, sooner rather than later.
Right. So anyways, we had a fun weekend this weekend.
Indeed we did.
Yes. Derek, why don't you tell the people who you are, how we met, and, you know, just introduce yourself to the audience.
Sure. My name's Derek in the Midwest. That's what I go by. I do research on the New World Order. I've been doing this research for going on 7 years or so now. I was a big fan of Alex Jones and everything that he was putting forth. I thought he did a lot of great work. And eventually I started to see past his nonsense, and, I figured we are a change, and InfoWars, you know, seem to be fairly intimately connected. So I started, you know, after I got past the Alex Jones hump, I started looking into the We Are Change organization, and, it took a little bit, but sure enough, eventually I was reading an article that Duncan from We Are Change Norwich had made a comment on, and the comment was something to the effect of Luke Radowski has been accused, if not proven, to be embezzling funds, and there's a 32nd degree Knight Templar who has a hand in running We Are Change New York, and I was like, well, this is pretty interesting. And I started looking, you know, that information up more for myself, and I started finding all these weird connections. I created a Facebook account, a false one, obviously one that's not me, friended Craig Fitzgerald, and proceeded to go through his photos and just look at his page. I mean, like, that's the stuff you're putting out there, you know what I mean? It's not like I'm stalking the guy. I was just like, oh, let's see what he's got here. It's all public info. And, it doesn't even require an FOIA request. But I get through some of his photos, and I'm just like, my God. First thing, he's doing that I see is making an upside-down, you know, hand sign. It's the pyramid hand sign that you see Jay-Z making, putting his eye through constantly. And then I looked at some of his other things, and you get through his interests, and his first one, is ancient and accepted Scottish rite of Freemasonry on his Facebook page. And that's also quite crazy. The next one is the John Birch Society, and it's my belief that the John Birch Society actually created the Patriot Movement. I think if you look at Alex Jones, you'll see more evidence of this. He publishes articles by John McManus of the John Birch Society, and he had John McManus on his show. McManus said something to the effect of, I'd like to see our relationship continue. I didn't really know that they had a relationship, and that implies that they might have even had a relationship before that, you know, first interview. And either way, the John Birch Society has been exposed, by a couple research. Well, I should not more than a couple research has been really exposed, at various points throughout the years, as being just another controlled opposition group. You know, they're out there. They look like patriots and stuff. They produce InfoWars, type DVDs on, the New World Order topics and such. But, you get down to the nitty-gritty of it, and you find out that the JBS is another controlled opposition group like InfoWars. And then you start looking into, well, what does the John Birch Society talk about exactly? And you find out that the topics that they raise, and the positions they take, especially on certain key issues, fall hand in hand with the positions that Alex Jones takes on these key issues.
So how did you find out about the John Birch Society? I mean, with everything, how you started your investigation? What was your? I mean, was it the fact that you figured out that Alex was going to investigate the John Birch Society? I mean, how did that start?
That's pretty much it. I mean, it wasn't, I actually, there are some other broadcasters out there who I listened to who had uncovered some of this information, and, a lot of times, you'll get pointed in the right direction, by somebody else, and then you'll just kind of take it and run with it. And there are some other broadcasters out there that I had heard, talking about Alex Jones and the JBS, and at the time, I didn't know, hardly anything about the John Birch Society, and I still have more looking into it. I mean, I don't know nearly as much about it as I would like to, but I've come to the conclusion that given the people that have been connected to it and their positions on things over the years and the stuff that they've been involved with and the connections they have, to the lead figures in the so-called truth movement, as you and me are both finding out through our both research and experience, this movement is highly infiltrated and highly controlled, and there are very few people out there who you can actually trust. And it's like waking up four or five or six times, you know, eventually when you get through, you know, unless after the first time you're like, oh, well, Jones is dirty, you know, that means almost nobody's clean. Well, you know, unless that's your reaction, you'll have, like, so many other, you know, broadcasters to go through before you finally realize, oh, my God, it's almost everyone.
Yeah, I mean, in the words of a good friend of mine, he's actually in the chat room right now, Casey, you know, every time you find out someone who's dirty, it's like, not another hero. It's like, it's gotten to the point, it's like, oh, hell. To hell with all you people. I'm my own hero, you know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I really try to promote that whole, you know, meme as much as I can. I mean, like, I tell people to stay away from broadcasters now. I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, you're a broadcaster. I'm about to get in this. I'll have my own show soon. I'll, you know, come back on at some later date, and, you know, I'll let you know and whatever about that more in detail. But, you know, not saying that all broadcasters are bad. I don't want anybody to get that idea, and they can point you in directions of stuff you don't know, but they're just, you know, the big names you find out. You know, like I said, it's damn near all of them. And, aside, you know, when you get to that point, it's like, well, you know, you start researching the information instead of researching the broadcaster, or I should say what they tell you to search. You know, I mean, like Jones has bibliography pages for his documentaries, but, you know, if you take Endgame or his Bohemian Grove documentary, for example, the owl does not represent Moloch. That's crap. That's absolute garbage. The owl actually represents Minerva, who is the goddess of art and wisdom and magic and commerce, actually, as well. And that's one incorrect thing that I learned about Alex Jones after I stopped researching. You know, he's going to tell you, these are my sources. Okay, that's fine. Those are your sources. What other sources are there out there about this, you know, information, and what do they say? And you find that, you know, Moloch is represented by a bull, and Jones claims it's a bull or an owl, and you'll notice in his films that he only happens to find pictures of a bull. He can't find a single owl picture to represent Moloch. Well, that's because it doesn't exist. There's no such thing as that.
Right.
So go ahead.
Well, I mean, in Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, one of the claims he's trying to make, that the New World Order is trying to make, two groups of humans, one that's like short, you know, stupid and stuff like that. But there was this documentary made by a debunker, a famous one, Troy from West Virginia.
Oh, good Lord, that guy's such a clown. But yeah, I know he is.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
Well, yeah, he called into this show and he got fucking pwned like an ass. he actually read, he's like, well, if you read the whole document, this, you know, he basically debunked just by reading the whole article. So, I mean, Jones is definitely a sensationalist and a fearmonger. I mean, which was proven by the late Bill Cooper. I mean, what do you say to that?
Oh, I definitely agree with that. Bill Cooper, Bill Cooper predicted 9/11 before Alex Jones predicted 9/11, and he predicted it more accurately. If you actually watch the video and listen to the exact words that each person uses, Bill Cooper does a far more accurate job of it. And he does it first. So all these people that are running around out there, Alex Jones predicted 9/11.
Actually, I heard this rumor that it. Yeah, I actually heard this rumor that it was a there was a woman that actually predicted it for. I forgot her name, but she was the one that.
Before Cooper.
Yeah.
Interesting. I'd definitely be curious to see that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to find that, but yeah, that's. Yeah.
I'll look for that myself, actually, now that you say that. I was going to say send me a link to it, but you're trying to find it, so it's fine.
Yeah.
That's something I'll definitely have to check out myself. You were mentioning this weekend. This weekend was hilarious, everybody listening out there.
It was.
if you're listening to Louis B. Show, I can only assume you're either somebody from We Are Change New York who's a hater, or you're somebody who's like us, who's like, oh, wow, this is one of the only places that's actually got the sack to talk about this information. You have been up Luke's ass for the last, you know, probably what, like 8-9 months or better. You've been keeping track of it better than me, but it's been a while now.
Yeah, like two years, even more. I'm not the only one though. I mean, you know, there's Pat. He's in the chat room, Bush Crime Family on the TalkShoe chat room. But we've been both, the boy's been tasting leather for 2 years. So, you know, we got our, you know, foot so far up his ass, you know, trying to get transparency, and we were kicked out for it, yet they allow Freemasons to stay. It's like, no, you know, we'll kick Louis and Pat out because we don't like the way they ask questions. They're too aggressive. They're causing a division.
If you don't like the way they ask questions, I must ask, what way were you asking questions that they didn't like? I mean, except for simply asking questions that were things that they didn't want to own up the answers to.
Yeah. Pat, you're on.
He's on.
Hey. So, no, tell Derek how we were asking.
Well, let me tell you, we got fucked on that deal big time, all right? Well, let me start from the beginning. We both had chapters, okay? I had We Are Changed Pennsylvania, and Louis had We Are Changed Latino. And all his money was rolling in, and we'd be asking Luke, well, what's the deal with the money? And every time, there was always a deflection, another deflection, and another deflection, and another deflection. And then, finally, all of a sudden, they took our flags down, they took us out of the group, and we were just done. There was no due process, nothing at all. We were just taken out like pieces of shit. Since that day, I have had...
Publicly.
I have had a... definitely a vendetta against the little son of a bitch. I'm telling you right now, I want to see him in jail because I can introduce all those fucking inmates to him, and he will not have a good time.
Good Lord. Well, that's a vendetta from hell right there, I'll say.
Yeah.
But, and I mean, you know, if what you're saying is true, and I'm certainly not saying it isn't, then you have all the reason, really.
Oh, believe me, I have the reason, my friend, and Louis does too, and Dallas does too, and a few more of us do too.
Yeah, I know. I mean, the fact is, everyone's like, "Oh, you violated the code of conduct because you were being argumentative." It's like, yeah, but you were violating the code of conduct, Luke, when you kept not when each month went and passed, and there was no financial report.
Financial report whatsoever, and you know what? To this day, they still don't have a financial report.
Yeah, they still don't do it. I mean, I have I have an inside person still in there, and they tell me that.
I have about 6 inside people in there, and like you said, it's infiltrated both ways.
Oh, I completely believe that, and I mean, you know, I know it's not like it almost sounds weird to, you know, argue for this, but I mean, it's like. We have to start thinking like these people think. Like, the people that run the world are in charge of all of these groups, all right? You got Craig Fitzgerald, who is a 32nd-degree Freemason, unless since he's gotten the honorary 33rd. And he's an organizer of the group.
Let me tell you something. You know, a lot of people say that Luke Rudowski owns the name We Are Changed. That's not true. We Are Changed was trademarked by Phil Schrader, of the Sovereign newspaper, oh, I guess it was 2 years ago. And then from what I understand, he sold to a 33rd degree Mason. So, I don't know. Well, if Luke's a Freemason, then
Are you saying that Craig Fitzgerald owns the name We Are Change?
I didn't say that. I said Luke Rudowski.
Oh, okay.
He don't own it, though.
Right. But I thought you said it was sold to a 33rd degree Mason. I thought maybe you were referencing Fitzgerald. I was just curious.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I would say, Craig, I know him too. But no, it wasn't not him. It was some old guy.
Oh, but okay. I gotcha.
Some old guy from Alexandria, Virginia.
Mm-hmm. And, interesting.
Bill Schrader sold it to him. And you see, We Are Change does not own that name. That's why they have another side side organization or business, if you will. It's called Talking Birds Films. And they do all, that's what they're going to use for their movie, I guess. Remember that Talking Birds Films, you could look on the New York State Department of State, searchable corporations, Talking Birds Films, and then it'll pop up for you. And ironically, We Are Changes Incorporated in Brooklyn, and so is Talking Bird Films.
Hmm. Interesting. Talking Bird, or Talking Birds as in plural?
Well, birds, B-I-R-D-S. Okay. You could change it around. When you put it in the search engine, it fixes it for you. So you should check that one out, too. Now, some girl operates that. The other thing is, We Are Changes Incorporation is a for-profit business. You know that. But, you know, it's really strange. Instead of it going to someone's house or to their headquarters, you know, it goes to some big law firm in Manhattan. One Maiden Lane.
Really?
Yep.
Now, why would you need big, high-powered corporate lawyers? And how could you afford them? How could you afford them, being an activist organization? Really? You're telling me that an activist organization built from the ground up, who's getting these donations coming in, needs high-powered corporate lawyers to defend themselves when they're not doing anything wrong?
Here's the other question I have. Now, supposedly, the Masons run everything, right? If the Masons run everything, and Craig Fitzgerald is the 32nd degree Mason, okay, you know, how come they're not on mainstream media?
Mm-hmm.
My organization, we just relaunched our thing, right? We just relaunched, okay? Totally relaunched from 10 years of being dead, right? And we got all the major networks out there, MSNBC, CNN, we got New York One, we got a few others. Pardon me?
Who's the we?
Me, my organization. The Fun Factory Aerosol Art Corporation. There you go.
Okay.
Yep.
That's cool.
Has nothing to do with any of this bullshit.
Yep.
The only reason why I'm involved with this bullshit, when this little kid fucked me in 2007, 8, something, or 9 or something like that, I'm on it.
Yeah.
Little shit organization like mine got all this big press, and this fucking organization like We Are Change that has all these great things that they did supposedly, they got Freemasons running the place. How come they ain't got on mainstream media? What's wrong with this fucking picture?
Well, there are plenty of things wrong with the picture, I would say, aside from having, a Freemason that's that high level, obviously,
yeah,
behind the scenes running things. The fact that they don't get mainstream media attention, I would say you can attribute that to, the fact that they generally keep people like that off the news. Not that I don't think that this thing is...
Yes, I agree. But wouldn't that Masonic connection help them?
Well, right, but I mean, that would also discredit them in this kind of a movement if they were on the mainstream media, don't you think, if they started giving them a lot of time? I mean, that's what people are getting up Alex Jones' ass about, is because he's on XM radio now, and
Yeah.
He's been on, like, Fox News and Geraldo and all that stuff. And I'm not making excuses for We Are Change. I'm with you guys on this. I'm just saying I wouldn't expect to see We Are Change in the mainstream media. That's just not something I if they make themselves in the mainstream media for, like, publicity stunts to make themselves still see, like, that's how they do it. Like, remember when they were on Geraldo and they had Jones there and they were, like,
I was there.
Broadcasting outside?
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah. Okay.
So, I was the reason. It was kind of funny. He was ignoring everybody screaming at him until I yelled in Spanish, "Hijo de gran puta!" That's when he turned around. He's like, "What the? Who's?"
That's hilarious, actually. But I mean, you know, things like that. Who organized that? And even if the person who you think, you know, is like, you know, said came forward and, you know, oh hey, let's, you know, I don't know if it was Jones or Luke or whoever, but you know, that could have been organized. Like, they could have said, hey, we're going to get a bunch of these We Are Change people. Like, that's a publicity stunt that puts We Are Change on the mainstream TV so more people know about it. So they're the lead activist organization uncovering the New World Order, because they're getting, like, anybody uncovering the New World Order, you know, isn't getting press time on mainstream TV. I think we agree on that. So, I mean, that being the case, this is, you know, I look at that as a possible setup to put We Are Change in the eyes of, you know, a large portion of Americans, because I really do agree that they are trying to get us to go crazy and possibly start another civil war. As far as 2012 goes, I think what Alex Jones did on Y2K was a test run, and Texas failed miserably, and I think that was just a test run for what he might try to do with the 2012 situation. You see 2012 being played up everywhere, and we know that Jones is the massive fearmonger that he is. So mm-hmm. I'm not saying that I know what's going to happen. I'm just saying I've seen this shit before. I'm saying, you know, watch out for it, because it's a possibility. But,
yeah.
As far as that goes with the Geraldo situation, I just think that, you know, was a way to get We Are Change, you know, to be as, you know, prominent as they are. Because if they are trying to organize craziness and they are trying to organize another civil war or whatever, they need a group that's, you know...
Please. I mean, knowing Luke, I mean, that boy, I really don't see them trying to organize anything violent. On the contrary, I think they're trying to stop any type of real dissent. So people get they're trying to get, like, normal truthers to be all complacent, so that way they.
You say so? Your theory is that the We Are Change organization as a whole, or the people who run things as a whole, are trying to get the regular populace of, you know, truth seekers or people like us to be more passive?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, this whole talk of Gandhi and stuff like that, you know, to even talk about what possibly needs to be done, you know, I would be arrested, so.
Well, I have to say, man, I don't think we're going to win an armed conflict. I don't think that's going to be possible. I'm all for the non-compliance way to go. I think that, you know, eventually, not now, but with more activist hard work and with hitting the streets and with going door to door and talking to your neighbor and handing out information and being like, please look into this, you know, doing stuff like that, showing up at tea parties and waking them up, you know, showing up at We Are Change events and waking them up, you know, to the next level, stuff like that. I think that's going to get stuff done, and I don't see us winning against bombs and tanks and, you know, all that. Impossible. They have foreign troops. They have the military, who some of them are, some of them are not willing to pull the trigger on us. Depends on who you are. And I think with everything that they have, I think that's pretty much hopeless. I don't see that as being possible. But I think if we think like them, because we all know this world didn't get like this overnight. This world got like this over years and years and years. And they work in a year plan, a 2-year plan, a 5-year plan, 10, 20, 30, 40, 100-year plans, 1,000-year plans. That's how they operate. And I think that's how we need to start thinking. And I think that's the only way to do it. I'm not even looking for, you know, a gigantic change in my lifetime. I'm looking for the steps that I need to make happen in my lifetime to set it up for the next generation to take that and run with it and do what they need to do for the next 50 years to 100 years and, you know, and so on and so forth. And I think maybe in, like, maybe in 100 or a few hundred years, things can be different if we do this right. But I'm not, like, I don't know, I'm trying to be as realistic about this as possible. And I don't, like, every revolution was made. I mean, you study history, like, these people have been in charge for flipping ever, man. You know, like, most of the revolutions that we know about that have been documented have all been orchestrated to consolidate wealth and power, and that's admitted to its mainstream truth, you know, news. So, I mean, knowing all that, you know, is agreed upon, I just don't see how we're going to do it, you know, real soon. And I'm all for as fast as possible, but I think we need to be thinking like them, and I think we need to have, you know, some real, real good plans with some real good groundwork laid down, and then I think we have a shot.
Right.
May I say something? Away from this. Away from this totally. Well, not totally. It's got something to do with it. But, yeah, I have all the records for We Are Change. I have them in my possession. There's 19 other copies spread throughout the United States, just for safety purposes. Luke, I'm gunning for you, brother. I really am. I really am. You shat on me, I have to shit on you. We have to make it even. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Well, yeah, I mean, don't, you know, your mouth is writing checks that your ass can't cash. You know, I mean, that's what it comes down to. I mean, you don't make enemies when it's so easy to screw you over. You know what I mean?
Yep. But you see, at the time, Luke was riding on cloud nine, and nobody could touch him. And now it looks like he's pretty much down in the dumps there.
Hmm.
You don't see him too much. He likes to talk on the radio. I really wish he would come on your radio show one day. I'll call right the fuck in. And I'll say everything I got to say right to him. I'd really like to meet him out in the street. We could have a debate.
Yeah. No, but that won't happen because then he'll be like, help, police, they're trying to hurt me.
Yeah. And as we saw yesterday, Luke, realistically, if he even hears one phone call coming into a radio show before he hits the air, that's going to confront him about any real information like Craig Fitzgerald or like the finance, you know, situation. He'll
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Refused the show, and then, you know, the next day when he had another radio appearance on Sunday as we organized his call bomb for this weekend, he wouldn't show either. He was, what, an hour and a half late, and that's only after, you know, because we had a few people calling into that show, and he didn't come on when those calls were going in. He was supposed to be on the show, wasn't on when he was supposed to be on. He was on an hour and a half later, but we called back in anyways, and we got him.
Yeah.
So,
and we caught him in a lie. He was started lying. I got a check and you know, Pat, do we see a check from financial aid?
Oh, not one.
Oh, really?
One check from financial aid? No, not at all. Nothing like that. Everything came out of We Are Change funds. Not one check came in. Poor financial aid. The only money that came into that account was from the chip-in.
Oh. And from We Are Change's PayPal account, which is Luke's
that's
personal.
That's the chip-in, Lou.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about same, you know, same difference. I'm just...
And what he exactly said was that he needed money to pay for college, if I'm not mistaken, on Sunday is what he said. He needed money to pay for his college, and he knew he had his financial aid coming, so he replaced the money with his financial aid when it came in. But either way, is that not misappropriation of funds?
Yes, it is misappropriation of funds. However, I must interject this. He did take it out one year, one semester, and then the next semester, too. There's two semesters there of college tuition.
Right. And he didn't go into, you know, crazy specifics on Sunday, but the story he gave was he, you know, took the money out because he had to pay for something, replaced it with his financial aid because he knew he had that coming in. And my next questions for Luke would be, if that's the truth, then why haven't we heard this story over the last 2 years like Louie's been up your ass about, man? These people have been on you forever. This is the first time in 2 years that this kid has even addressed this stuff publicly after, you know, everybody's been trying to bring it forth. You tried to confront him, and he gave a blowjob to a hot dog. And that was, you know, pretty much all there was to it. It was like, oh, well, he's obviously not going to really answer the question. He half-assed answered it with a mouthful of food. I was like, really, Luke? Like, so much for transparency here. But
That's what we were going on too with the meetings. We were like, well, what happened to transparency? How can we not tell us about the money? And then all of a sudden we were COINTELPRO and everything else.
Yeah.
And then even so what we did is we decided to say, okay, well, fuck Luke, we'll go to the people he gives money to, supposedly. So I sent a letter to John Feel requesting his tax returns, because he's a non-for-profit, he has to give it up. He didn't want to give it up, but what he did give up, he gave up We Are Change, and he told Luke to go fuck himself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when Luke told us to go fuck ourselves. And see, well, there must have been a lot of shenanigans going on there, my friend.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, I don't know, I don't have really too many particulars on that. We did obtain the tax return from the Attorney General's office, though. It was too low. It really was too low for the amount of money that everybody said they gave. It was $60,000, and Luke claimed he gave him $25,000 or $30,000, but the records didn't indicate that. The other thing about Luke, he liked to go on elaborate dinners and have We Are Change pay for it. All the receipts are in the records.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty, who does that remind you of? Who's the last group of dirty, underhanded pricks that was on that kind of stuff? You know, you're supposed to be struggling for funds and doing everything you can with every penny, and you're going to go out to luxurious dinners and all that kind of nonsense, and you're going to fly around in jets.
That was
AIG and Marshall McLennan and the bailouts. They were flitzing around in the hotel room. That was like it was like thousands of dollars a night or whatever it was. Cost them like a million or some millions. And like they're supposed to be pinching pennies. They're going out on crazy luxurious dinners. That reminds me of that situation.
Maybe Luke's down with them. Who knows?
Or Luke has some acorn roots. I don't know. That'd be hilarious to find out if he didn't get his training from Acorn.
That would be funny.
Yeah.
Funny and enraging at the same time. Is like, really?
Right. Oh no, agreed. I completely. The stuff is infuriating. I mean, they're like, you know, we joke about it and whatever, but you have to. I mean, what are you gonna do when it gets to the point? You know, like, you can't just snap and be absurd about, you know, whatever. Like, you gotta joke around and do something to not make it suck that much. You know?
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Oh. Oh man, I.
Well, that's basically the thing, my friend, and there's a lot more where that came from. There's 278 pages, and like I said, there's 19 other copies throughout the whole United States, and other people have looked at this, other people have opinions, there's accountants, there's lawyers, there's a lot of different kinds of people who has these records, and I did that just for protection purposes. So that way they couldn't say I was lying about this, or I made this up, or I put this in there, I put that in there. No, everybody got the same shit.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And perhaps WikiLeaks should get a copy of that.
Can you post that online? I mean, lawfully? Do you have the right to do that?
That's going to happen soon. That's going to happen soon. Yeah, that's going to happen soon. It's just not yet. We've just really gotten our shit together on our part. I've been busy doing other things. I've been traveling around. I've been doing this. I've been organizing my group. I've been getting things going with that. I've been making contacts, doing this. I mean, I've been really busy. But maybe in the next few months, you might even see a website with all that shit on it.
That's cool. No, I hear you. Whenever it happens, get a hold of Louie or get a hold of me, and we'll have to do more and talk more about this situation that needs to continue to be addressed, obviously.
No, when it goes up, the whole world will know, because I will freaking be the whole fireworks thing going on, man. It's I spread information.
We'll get the Grucci brothers to do a fireworks show. How's that?
Ooh.
That's nice.
I don't even know what?
The Grucci brothers, Louie, that's a very big fireworks company in Long Island.
Okay, well, how am I supposed to know that? I'm not 600 years old.
They do the Macy's show every year, that's why.
Oh, well, I don't watch the Macy's show.
Oh, well.
Yeah. The Gucci?
Grucci.
Gucci, the Gucci brothers. All right.
Good Lord. You silly kid, you.
Don't worry about it. Louie and I, we talk every day.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're going to get it done. We're just having some good faith for Luke. We're hoping that he will release the documents finally, and the recent documents, and release it all. Have a release party.
You know what would be nice? If Luke would put up that chip in that he used to have up there with the gauge instead of hiding everything. And the other thing I'd like to know about Luke, I could say this now because there's no way he could fix this now, but you see, he's mentioning his charity event, right? Well, in order to collect money for charity, you have to be basically licensed by the Attorney Generals of New York State. He don't have enough time. It's a 3-month waiting thing. So that's September 11th. This is August. Yeah, good luck, Luke. A lot of people called in the AG, wrote letters already all about you. So maybe they'll be out there with their hands saying, where's our money?
Exactly. In fact, if I could release this, so let me see if I got it. Freaking find it. Where is it? Let me first say this. If you guys want to complain to We Are Change, provided by the lovely and talented Matthew LePaycheck, call the We Are Change New York City complaint line at 718-717-2543. That number again, and I'm not breaking any laws because, hey, he released it live on my show, so he wants it known. So that number again is 718-717-2543. That's the We Are Change New York City complaint line. Enjoy. Also, and going along with what Pat said about the AG's office. Let me see. The fundraiser. We highly encourage everyone to call the New York State Attorney General's office and inform them of the charity fundraiser from a for-profit business. The number is 212-416-8410 and inform them that We Are Change is having a charity fundraiser and they are a for-profit. And direct them to their website, wearechange.org/91110. And again, let me say that number again. The Attorney General's office number is 212-416-8410.
Okay.
So,
let me just say one other thing, please.
Yep.
You know, there's a lot of people in there defending Luke who weren't even around back then at that time. And they're, he didn't do this, he didn't do that. But they were never even there. We were there. We know what happened. And you know what? We got shit on. Louie and I really know about that, and so does Dallas. And a few others. Nonetheless, the people out there who weren't there, Shut your fucking mouth. You don't know shit, okay?
Exactly.
Well, that definitely slams the gavel.
Yeah, well, you know what? This shit's been in me for a couple of years now. It's really been working on me, and I have to do something about it.
No, I hear you. I mean, obviously, you know, you were part of the group. You were, you know, you guys were shit on. You know, chapters were deleted for asking questions. Yeah, I'm sure you guys feel it much harder than I do as far as, you know.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
For me, this is research and everything I'm doing and whatever, you know, you guys were part of that.
Yeah, I mean, so it's like, so for all those people that say, oh, get over it, it's been so long. Really? All right, well then stop talking about 9/11. It's been close to 10 years. Get over it. Oh, no, you can't? All right, shut the fuck up, like Pat said.
No, if you heard it from somebody else and you don't have the hard facts, you have no right to say a fucking word.
Exactly. Don't jump in it when it has no... Oh, I know Luke didn't steal. Really? How? Because he told you? And you just took his word for it without asking, let's see the finances, let's see the records, like what's in the code of conduct?
Oh, that's the other thing. Let me tell you about that one. We were thrown out without any kind of anything in front of the group. Luke just took it upon himself and threw us out.
Yeah.
Believe me, I have a fucking nut to get off on this motherfucker. You don't know.
That's hilarious. It's hilarious, but it's not, you know. It's one of those things.
Yeah.
He's got a...
That does suck, though. I mean, like, that's, you know... And I said the other day, I said, you know, when we were calling in to that Revolution Broadcasting show on Sunday, I mean...
Oh, we got to play that audio soon.
That's why I don't belong to groups. I mean, I just, after my research and after trying to do the activist thing and, you know, work with a group or two here and there and, you know, try to send information to certain broadcasters and all this shit, you know, it you just, you know, you find things out and you're like, but that's why I don't belong to groups. I think we're better off doing our own thing. And I think we should be going to group meetings. I think we should be going to We Are Change gatherings, and we should be going to tea parties and, you know, taking those people to the next level. Those are the people who have cared, you know, that much up until this point. Those are the people, in my opinion, it's most, you know, important that we wake up.
Let me give you the line, the way the records went about. Sabrina gave them to me. I gave them to Dallas. Dallas gave them to Louie. That's how
and
that
Louie, was. And Louie wasn't supposed to see them.
No, Louie was not, that's what I was told. Don't show them to Louie. I said, okay, no problem. So I said, all right, Dallas here. I said, you think Louie wants to see him? He said, oh, yeah, yeah. I said, well, you give them to him, and then I can't say that I gave them to him.
Yeah, Sabrina's another piece of work. I mean...
Yes, she is. She came into my group. She said she quit. We Are Change. Oh, I'll come and work with you. I said, okay, great. It'll be a volunteer basis. Yeah, no problem. It's okay. So the volunteer base, she came in, she did everything she had to do, but she never did any work. She never did anything. My president. He took care of that, and he spoke with her, and he gave her a whole bunch of things to do. She never did a goddamn thing. But then you know what I noticed, Louie? She's got pictures of old of the fun factory, right? But she copyrighted every single one of the pictures.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, she sure did. I saw her on somebody's...
How you copyright pictures so fast?
Well, she's... Meanwhile, here she goes. She was supposed to... The books that we speak of, all it is bank statements and receipts. There's no actual ledgers. There's no ledger whatsoever. This girl was supposed to be an accountant. What the fuck happened?
Right. I was actually going to ask that earlier. This is just what I have heard and what I have found. But unless I'm mistaken in what I've read, We Are Change has a policy for making announcements at either the beginning or the end of the month and going through, you know, basically, look, this money's for this, and having, like you said, basically a written ledger. And somebody's supposed to go through it, you know, in front of the group, or at least give, you know, the financial information to anybody when they ask for it. That's correct, though, right?
There's nothing like that at all, no. Not from my moles.
Really?
Right. What about your moles, Lou?
Same thing, nothing, zilch.
Well, but I mean, isn't that policy? Aren't they supposed to have things like that?
They're supposed to do a lot of things that they don't do.
Right. Well, that's all I'm asking. Like, I obviously they're not doing it, but all I'm asking is that's the policy that they have that they're not following through on, correct? Like, they're supposed to keep track of all this and give up the information when somebody asks for it in transparency and being a group like they are. That's right, you know, in one of their codes of conduct or some sort of policy, isn't it?
That's correct, but they don't do that.
Okay.
To this day, from day one to now. They don't do nothing like that. That's why I want to see Luke in jail, because, like I said, I used to run a work release program for such a long time. I know a lot of them motherfuckers, the guards, everybody, so it's not a problem, Luke, you go in jail, I'm going to make sure Bubba gets in your cell.
Is there an actual guy named Bubba, or that's just a stereotype? That's what we need to know right now.
We'll make one?
We have the technology. We're gonna clone an anal raping criminal and have him thrown in jail.
Any of those in jail?
You're gonna clone a right wing Republican?
Oh no, I'm not gonna clone anybody. I'm gonna send a letter to somebody. That's all.
Good Lord.
But if he's in the federal, I can't touch him. I don't know anybody in there.
Ah. Well, what if he ends up in the federal and not in Rikers?
Oh, I want him in the
state.
State.
Okay, wink, wink.
He wants him anywhere that he can get him coerced into puffing on a flesh cigar. That's what he wants.
Yeah, well.
That's what he wants. No, that's not what he wants. That's what he's going to get.
Well, no, you don't. But dude, there's a song out there proving that that's what he likes. Just not really.
Oh yeah, Luke Kissed a Boy, right?
Yeah. So we're gonna come back. We're gonna play the audio from Saturday and Sunday. We're going into overdrive or overtime. I'm not taking that Extra Jones thing, but we're going into extra innings. So this is the
right, I'm going to be right in the chat room, and they just redid our chat room where everything we said is gone.
Wait, what?
This podcast is proud to be...
What?
Look in the chat room. Do you see any of the comments?
Ah, coño. All right.
This is time for...
All right, I'm going to take a quick break. Why isn't this thing not letting me scroll?
And I'm saying goodbye on the phone. I'll talk to you in the chat room, okay? Bye, fellas. Very
take
nice.
Take it easy, man. Good talking to you.
Yeah.
Have a wonderful week, okay? Thank you. Bye-bye. And Luke, you're done.
Oh, well. You should be worried, man. Oh, man. Damn it. Alrighty. Yeah, we're going to take...
Would you consider that torture?
God damn it. We're gonna take a quick commercial break. This is the Crouch Out Radio Show. Kicking the crap out of the issues. Stick around.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials public campaign.
smashing through the left-right paradigm. It's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
This podcast is proud to be a part of the Blueberry Network. Find freshly picked podcasts just for you at blueberry.com. That's blueberry, no e's, .com.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach, Monday through Friday, 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. Central, only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials, no more busy signals, waiting on hold, or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order, which you can redeem for prices. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com.
Believe it or not, you could get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27.
Shot Radio Show, choosing death before dishonor. That was Five Finger Death Punch. So yeah, we me and Derek, we called Kevin Barrett's show, heard live on American Freedom Radio, and we pretty much owned his show for 20 minutes, well, a good 50 minutes of his show.
Yeah, it's a 2-hour show. It was on, I think, from 5 to 7 Central Time, and it was about the first almost hour. It was about 50 minutes that we had. it was just absolutely hilarious. I mean, it was just caller after caller, and I don't know if they were having trouble with the sound guy that day or, like, the guy controlling the phone board or what the deal was, but it certainly wasn't helping Barrett's cause. And for almost half of the show, if you cut out the commercials and you cut out, like, one or two calls that weren't pertaining to our call-in bomb, then it ends up being about 22 or 23 minutes long. And if you listen to that audio, that 22 minutes is absolutely gut-busting hilarious. I mean, it's clearly Barrett knows what's going on. He kisses Luke's ass over and over again, tries to defuse information. He doesn't ask for sources. He asks for sources once or twice, and then when he's already been given them, and then he's given even more sources.
Yeah,
and offered even.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right. And, you know, people have, I mean, one person mentioned Crotch Shot, one person mentioned faxing the information to him, one person mentioned a different website that had the information up, another person mentioned some other website or whatever that you could just Google and there you go. And it was all over the place. It was all the information you could possibly want on this information. All the sources you'd possibly need to find out about the good majority of it, and he wasn't having it. And, you know, between that and not being able to get to, you know, the people he wanted to get to, as we know, Luke didn't make it on the Kevin Barrett show because most likely of what we were doing. And once he heard those calls, I can only assume, refused to show up on the show.
Yeah, no, had to be. I mean, it's, you know, you have a whole bunch of people because, I mean, the most common misconception is, oh, you're the only one that even cares about this, you know. You're wasting your time. But when you have a whole gaggle of people,
yeah,
a whole squad calling, and it's like, what's with the books? What's the books? What's with the Freemason? What's with the Freemason? What's with the books? It tends to intimidate someone, and Luke is, you know, Luke is only good when people are about Luke, but when they start questioning him, he don't know what to do with himself.
No, for the most part, honestly, he doesn't handle himself, you know, that well. I mean, I personally think what happened was, if you listen to Luke, I mean, okay, anybody who's ever met Luke, and I haven't met him in person, but I've seen him speak live in front of a live audience numerous times, countless speeches I've seen Luke Rutkowski give. And if you look at him speaking live in front of people, if he's got something written and prepared clearly, he's always a thousand times better speaker. And I'm not just saying, like, he's a way better speaker with something written. I'm saying if he doesn't have something written, he can damn near not speak. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And he's not a good live speaker if he doesn't have everything, you know, outlined for him, basically. He's not good at handling questions on the fly. You know, he doesn't really seem like he's, you know, I mean, I can't picture the average person, you know, voting for Luke if he ran for office. You know, that's probably why they're having Penzella do that shit. I don't know. But, I mean, I just can't really, I can't see that. He's just not that good of a speaker. I mean, neither was George Bush, but he's the dumbest president in the history of presidency. So, I mean, Rutkowski, if that's your goal, if you want to be the George W., you know, of activism, then that's fine, but that's not a high mark to shoot for, dude.
Exactly. So, why don't you start playing that Kevin Barrett, and, you know, we'll give our commentary. It's pretty hilarious.
You know what? I gotta get that queued up. Can you give me just, like, 30 seconds to a minute?
Alrighty, while we're waiting, let's play Luke Kiss the Boy, since he is the man of the hour.
This was not the way Luke planned, not his intention. Luke got so brave, weed in hand, lost his discretion. It's not what he's used to. Just want to try it out. Luke's curie is for him. Caught his attention. Luke kissed a boy and he liked it. The taste of his tongue is fear. Luke kissed a boy just to try it. I hope Rena doesn't get mad. It was so wrong, he felt so right. Luke got to fuck him tonight. Luke kissed a boy and he liked it. He liked it. No, Luke don't know his name. It doesn't matter. He's just a fucking slut. Just gay nature. It's what good looks do. It's how they should behave. Luke's head gets so confused. Hard to obey. Luke kissed a boy.
Alright.
My God. You guys must have something personal against them. Holy Christ.
Oh, it's just pure... It's nothing but pure hatred.
That's funny. Oh, man. Well, I got the Kevin Barrett audio ready to go. This is absolutely ridiculous. This is just hilarious stuff. I mean, and it's a build-up. It'll go from... you'll hear him open, and you'll hear... he rattles off a list of guests, which we're not going to hear that. I passed that. Then he goes on for a little bit. But he builds it up at the beginning of his show. Like, this is going to be one of the greatest shows that Kevin Barrett has ever done, because he's got this laundry list of, you know, big-name, awesome Patriot guests. And it's going to be Sander Hicks, Richard Gage, Luke Rakowski, blah, 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 Maria Heller, blah, blah, blah. And we owned the first hour of his show, and it was the most hilarious thing I've had happen in a matter of weeks.
Yeah,
and go ahead.
Oh, no, it was hilarious. You know, I was about to say, Kevin Barrett's show, the first half, should have been called the Crowd Shot Radio Show on American Freedom Radio. It's just call after call of crotch shots, like, bam, Luke, bam.
It really was.
I mean, if anyone's ever seen that episode of Jackass where Johnny Knoxville was up against the wall and there was like a line of little kids just kicking him in the nuts, that's pretty much what happened. But Luke wasn't wearing a cup.
Yeah, you're not kidding. And Barrett was getting pissed. I mean, he was clearly getting a bit heated. I'll get that rolling. Here we go.
Yep.
On. Should be a fantastic show. This is a new world record for the most guests I've managed to pack into a show, assuming it all comes off. And right now, I am about to check and see if we have those folks from the Truth Gathering on the line. Let's give it a shot. Okay, I am trying to bring them up. Area code 262. Is this the Truth Gathering? Hello, you're on the air. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, who is this?
My name is Brian.
Hello, Brian.
Actually, I'm calling because you're having Luke for a Peltium.
Okay, we are. We're going to probably be bringing him on after the five-minute break, which is coming up shortly. I thought this phone call might be Luke, along with Sander Hicks, Richard Gage, Andrew Massoud, and all of those folks I just mentioned. So did you want to talk to Luke when he's on?
No, actually, I could just talk to you, and you could relay this to Luke if you'd like.
Okay, you got a message for Luke Rakowski, founder of We Are Change. What's the message?
Actually, it's more of a concern. Currently, in We Are Change, there's a 32nd-degree Freemason who runs We Are Change New York, along with Luke Rakowski. And the fact that it's been made public and the chapter hasn't given him an ultimatum.
Okay, well, we'll maybe check in with Luke if he comes on. Thanks for that, and we'll pass it on when we hear from Luke, along with Barry Kiss and Nick Bryant and Alderman Paul Zaremka, Andrew Massoud, Richard Gage, Sander Hicks, and the other folks at the Truth Gathering, if they can call in just a moment. This is Truth Jihad Radio. I'm Kevin Barrett on the web at truthjihad.com. We'll be right back. We're back. This is Truth Jihad Radio. I'm your host, Kevin Barrett, trying to pull up a call from the Truth Gathering in the Catskill Mountains of New York. They're kind of out there in the middle of nowhere, sort of like I am here in Lone Rock, Wisconsin. But hopefully they do have some kind of phone access. I've got two calls on the board. One of them, well, actually three, including the previous caller. One of them has got to be the folks from the Truth Gathering. So let's see if we can pull them up. This is a caller from area code 772. Wait a minute, I thought that was Florida. Welcome, caller. Identify yourself.
Hey, yeah, this is Rev Gate with Inform Radio. We're actually live here on Truth View on Inform Radio. I heard rumors that you're going to have Luke Rakowski on today.
Yeah, we are, if we can pull him up. So if you want to just kind of hold on there, let me see if I can try this other call and see if that's the group that's got Luke with it, okay?
All righty.
Cool, just a moment. Okay, here we go. We're going to pull up yet another call. This one from the 973 area code, which I believe is in New Jersey. That's not the Catskill Mountains. Hello, area code 973. You're on the air.
Hey, Kevin, Don Masurlian.
Don Masurlian. All right.
Hey.
Good to hear from you. Say, if you know anything about Sander Hicks and the Truth Gathering, you're supposed to be calling in at this very moment. But instead, I'm getting calls from people who want to talk with Luke Rakowski.
He had invited me to speak at this, but I couldn't make it because my wife. But anyway, I do have questions for them.
Okay.
So I'll let you try to pull them up.
Okay. Well, the thing is, I've just used up all my calls. What we have you and two guys trying to call Luke. If any listeners here want to, and they have Sander Hicks on speed dial, you might want to give Sander a call and remind him that Panthers with Sander Hicks on speed dial. Give him a call. And so, Don, you were invited to talk up there at this truth gathering.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What exactly is Sander talking about when he says he's got this idea for a truth party? Oh, my board. This might be the truth gathering. I'm going to have to pull him up. But thanks. If you want to hang in there, I might be able to get back to you in a bit. Thomas Sterling, thank you so much. We'll talk to you in a sec. And right now, I'm pulling up area code 714. Welcome. Who do we have here?
My name is Thomas Carroll. I'm out here in Irvine, California.
Okay. Hey, Thomas, how are you?
Good. I've been following this since about 2006. And it's frustrating to see all the evidence and not have anybody respond to it.
Hopefully some listeners will take this one and run with it, find your local Tea Party group, and start talking truth to it. It's fascinating that the Ron Paul movement is still surging ahead, and you know, at least half his followers are truthers. So there's still some hope, I think, in that little corner of the political landscape. Sander Hicks, of course, is from the other, a very different corner. He's from the Green Party. And his Truth Party idea came out of his frustrations dealing with the Green Party leadership on this issue. Well, but we're not getting a call from you. I think Sander is having too good of a time out there in the Catskills. They have a lake. Maybe they're all swimming or something.
Well, should I get off your phone here?
Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
Well, I appreciate the time.
Take care. Bye-bye. Okay, well, let's go ahead and bring up, let's see who was this, the person from Florida who had something to say about Luke Rutkowski. Well, here's your chance. We can't get Luke on the phone, so what do you have to say about Luke? Welcome, Florida. What was your name again?
Hey, it's Rev J with Informed Radio. I do a show called Revolution.
Cool.
I'm actually one of the creators of the Real Weird Change, minus the Masons.
Okay, so what's your evidence that the Masons are somehow infiltrating Weird Change?
Frank Fitzgerald, there's all you gotta do is go look at his profile. He is basically the leader of Weird Change. Now, if you look at any of the pictures, he's always in front. Like Luke Gradowski's in the back. It don't even matter to me that Luke Gradowski stole. It don't matter. I wouldn't even care about it if they didn't have a Mason in their midst. They have a 33 Mason in their midst.
Well, that's pretty high up there. Bush the Elder. Listen, we got another call. I'm gonna pull up this call. Maybe it'll be Luke. Maybe we can ask him. Just a moment. Here we go. Welcome, caller from the 570 area code. You're on the air. Is this the truth gathering?
I'd like to know about what happened to the money, Luke. I got all the records. What happened to the money?
Jeez. Are we getting swarmed here by people giving Luke Rutkowski a hard time? Who's that?
Yeah, but Luke Rutkowski is too much of a pussy to call in. That's the whole thing.
No, I don't think that's the issue, because actually it was Sander Hicks who's supposed to call in. Sander's a good guy. He probably is overwhelmed and spaced it out. I mean, he's been organizing this thing. I know how hard it is to organize an event where you have a bunch of people coming together and you have to do all the logistics and stuff. So, Luke was never going to be a main guest here. We were going to kind of pass the phone around and have a few seconds with each of them. So, you know, he doesn't really have time to try and defend himself against all these accusations.
Maybe you should put a few days aside and invite Luke on.
Well, I would love to have Luke back on. I've had him on before, and I'm a great admirer of his. I do think the Weird Change idea, and it is an idea, folks. It's an unregulated franchise, so it's not like, you know, anybody's totally in charge of this, you know, corporation, Weird Change, Inc. It's just a, you know, anybody pretty much can start a group anywhere they want, and it's got its ideals in the right place. It's very strong for 9/11 Truth. It's done more to bring young people into the 9/11 Truth fold than any other group. So I think Luke has done something tremendous in launching this thing. And as far as these people, you guys who are calling him and kind of swarming him now, I don't know anything about this, so I don't know whether you guys are have a legitimate beef or
well, do you have a fax machine with a lot of paper in it?
A what?
You have a fax machine with a lot of paper in it?
No, I don't.
I would do all the records, then you can see for yourself.
So basically our complaints for Luke here that we're hearing from a whole lot of callers are that in your case there's financial shenanigans. In other cases, they're concerned that there's a 32nd degree Mason in there. Now, the question would be, what would be the point, really, of Masons infiltrating Weird Tales? Let's bring on the, let's see this, again, I'm spacing out on the names. Okay, welcome, Florida caller. Remind me your name again.
It's Rev J.
Rev J. Why would the Masons want to be promoting the ideas that we are just promoting?
Well, they wouldn't. In every example of the Masons, they have always stuck into infiltrated every kind of training there is. And so the bad guys, the very basic level, when you're finding out about New World Order and their agenda, which people you see.
Back to 33, you've got to do something for them, and screwing up Weird Change would really help.
Yeah, I guess. How they're going to screw it up, I don't know. I mean, the thing is, there are so many unregulated, local chapters of Weird Change, and any of those chapters can pretty much do whatever they want. So you can have some crazy person say, hey, I'm Weird Change, Pawtucket or something, and we're going to go out and burn down the State House or whatever, and that would create bad publicity for Weird Change, but of course everybody would be hip to that being probably bogus. In any case, okay, we do have another caller. Let's give this caller a chance. It's too late. We're in a commercial break. It looks like we have had an unusual conversation here, not with Sanders X, Richard Gage, Andrew Mazur, Luke Rutkowski, Barry Kidd, Nick Ryan, Rick Renita Alterman, and Paul Zarebka, but with a bunch of people who are pissed off at Luke Rutkowski. Very interesting. We'll be back with Maria Heller in a bit. This is Prep Jihad Radio. Kevin Barrett on the web at truthjihad.com. And I am going to be starting a segment here with the inimitable Maria Heller of the Maria Show. We do have a caller on the line from, Pennsylvania. I don't know if I have Maria up here yet. So let's go ahead and say hi to Kevin from Pennsylvania. Kevin, what's on your mind?
You have me muted.
Sorry, you're okay now. Gotcha. You're unmuted.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, well, not a whole lot. This is turning into a real improvisational show.
Yeah, Louis B. from Crotchot Radio has all the documents from when Luke stole the $5,000 and used it to pay for his college. He's taken money right from the We Are Change, website from their chip-in or whatever it is, and he's using the money.
Well, that's a very serious accusation. Have people been going public with this on the Internet? I mean, I saw some people yelling at Luke on Facebook.
Yeah, it's been everywhere. You can go to Crotchot Radio. He has his own show, and he does them all the time. He's talking about Luke. And all Luke's little wackies call in, and they yell at him. None of them ever talk about what happens to the missing money. They just all start attacking Louis B. for, how could you expose Luke? Because he's doing so much good work. But Louis even confronted Luke on the street, and Luke wouldn't answer anything. He just started shoving food in his mouth. He confronted him right down there at right in Lower Manhattan.
Okay, well, I guess, I've got the gist of the Luke business. Maybe we'll get Luke on the show and have him explain his side of it.
He won't come on.
In the meantime, let's see if we can pull up Maria Heller. I do have a caller that very well may be her. Welcome. Is this Maria?
Hi, Kev. How you doing? This is Louis B. of the Crotchot Radio Show.
I'm trying to find Maria Heller. Just give me one more shot. Maybe I'll be back to you.
Luke is a thief in the...
Okay. This is going to be a little much. Welcome, area code 973. Is this Maria Heller?
Hey, Kev.
Kevin, this is Don. I just to help
Don again. Jeez, you know, I've got so many callers on this board.
Well, let me just say, I just tried calling. I called Sandra Hicks on the cell phone.
Oh, okay.
And told him to call you. All right, I left him a message. Can I say two more things while I'm on the line with you?
Well, I guess so, because once again, the show was set up to bring on Maria Heller at this point. And but go ahead, make it quick, go Don.
I want to mention just one thing.
I certainly would. And hey, I do have an announcement to make here. Maria Heller is trying to get through to the show, and she says it's asking her for a passcode. Okay, so whoever's Adam in the booth. Maria is the number that ends in 3288. Okay, let's try and get Maria on here. She says it's asking for a passcode when she calls in, and hopefully we have a possibility here of Maria. Let me give it a shot. Welcome to Truth Jihad Radio. Is this Maria Heller?
No, this is Kevin. Hey,
Kevin again. Okay. Well, you know, we're having a heck of a time trying to get Maria on. I don't know if our call board is too full. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to go ahead and drop a few calls here. Sorry, folks, but I have to do that. Clear up our call board so we can bring on our scheduled guest, Maria Heller.
I didn't call yet.
Excuse me?
I didn't call in yet.
Oh, okay. So your name is Kevin, you said?
Yeah.
From where?
Pittsburgh.
Okay. And what's on your mind?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about Luke, that he's just a little patsy of Alex Jones. And Alex Jones was caught stealing money from Edna Lane Brown. And Luke is just his little water boy.
Well, yeah, boy. So now we're bad-mouthing not just Luke, but also Alex Jones. And I was a little teed off at Alex recently when he kicked Mike Rivero off the show or off his network because Mike talks too much about the Palestinian people's rights and all of that. But I don't know. You know, the thing is, when you hear this kind of stuff, you just, you know, for me, I would need to see some evidence first and foremost before, you know, people just call into the show and say, so-and-so's stealing money from so-and-so. You know, I don't know where
he is.
Believe that or not.
But no, he is. It's on HearingTasteOfState.com. All the documentation, it came out in court that Alex was stealing money from the Edna Lane Brown Fund. And Alex is just a freak. He kicked off Rent. The Rent made a comment about the Jews, and Alex is just a freak. He extorts the people he sells their merchandise for. He won't sell their merchandise unless they give it to him for pennies.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And he sells it at full price. Alex is a scumbag, and he's been exposed over and over and over again. And you can watch all these YouTube videos. And Luke is just his little lackey, and that's probably how Luke learned to start stealing money from his own charity fund or his own nonprofit. So who else to teach you better to steal than Alex Jones?
Yeah, well, I mean, who knows? You know, these kind of scandals, you know, you hear about these scandals, you never know how much they're manufactured. I mean, are we talking theft or you know, misuse of funds, borrowing from one pot when you're not supposed to, or you know, are these things being fabricated? I mean, I'm hearing all this kind of for the first time right now, and so I just don't really know how to evaluate it. But you know, right now, what I'm annoyed with is that it seems like everybody who's mad at Luke Rutkowski, in this case, and/or Alex Jones, is getting through to the show, whereas my scheduled guests are unable to get through to the show. They're calling the correct number, and passcode when you called in?
You gotta call in the number and hit like 2012 and then the pound sign or something.
2012 pound?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, well, Maria tries that, and she gets a message that says it's not a valid passcode. So...
just tell her to try again.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay, well, Maria, if you're listening, keep trying, because people are getting through to this show. Are they ever getting through to the show? In great quantities, we have a whole list of people getting in to the show right now, and let me see if I can pull up. We just got a huge... flood of callers. Unfortunately, it doesn't look like any of them are Maria Heller. But let's go ahead and pull up area code 570. I think we've already had. Let's try 772. We already had you two. These are the same people that have been on the show before. This is getting to be quite annoying. Not one of my days here, folks. We've got a passcode that only works for people who are angry at Lou Kratkowski and or Alex Jones. Which is fine with me. If you want to be angry with Lou Kratkowski and or Alex Jones, that is your privilege. If you want to accuse them of misappropriation of funds, well, I hope you have some evidence for it. I suppose we can look into that. But... why are all you guys getting through the show when my scheduled guests apparently can't? It's very, very strange.
Louis B. got kicked out of We Are Change for asking questions, but the Freemason, they keep promoting them and they don't kick him out. But if you ask questions, you get kicked out. But if you wear your Freemason dress and make silly symbols, they put you in the, on their front page of the website and in their movie they put out, and they promote you.
Yeah, well...
But don't ask questions. Don't ask Luke about the money, because then you're kicked out. And then they slander you and try to attack you.
So this all kind of reminds me of a similar situation when We Are Change was first getting started. It was kind of breaking off from New York 9/11 Truth, and there was kind of the same... situation where people were accusing each other of not being responsible with the money and with, not letting us ask questions and, I don't know, I just kind of hate to see this kind of back and forth recrimination
You asked for evidence, it's all on crotchshotradio.com.
Crotchshotradio?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll have my many helpful sidekicks out there maybe check that out and get back to me. I'm still trying to run my switchboard here, trying to keep the guests with a possibility at least of getting them on the air.
Yeah, I hope you do. The information is on speakstress.com too, speaktress.com.
Okay, well, thanks for that. Appreciate it. Take care.
Yep.
All right. Well, we're still waiting for Maria to get through. She's still trying to call. She's in the 5602 area code. She's not showing up on my board. And I don't know what to do about that. It hasn't happened before where everybody who wants to get through and yell at Lou Kratkowski succeeds, and my guests are unable to get through. That's one of the occupational hazards, I guess, of running this kind of radio show. But at least the upside is that we have total free speech. We can say anything we want, anytime, about anybody, and hopefully if we make accusations, we have some kind of evidence to back them up. Otherwise, it's been a waste of time here. And we're going to figure out a way to get Maria on here with the break. She's actually... able to listen, but her passcode is not accepting her passcode. I don't know what to tell you, Maria, other than, try a few more times. I'll be talking with the tech people at the network during this break, and we'll find a way to get you on there, Maria. Hang in there. Help is on the way. This is Kevin Barrett. You're listening to Truth Jihad Radio. We'll be right back. Truth Jihad Radio and Miracle of Miracles. The technical situation has improved markedly. We have Maria Heller, at least I believe we do. Welcome, Maria.
That's pretty much the end of that. He finally got Maria Heller on, and that was at about 50 minutes into the broadcast, which is a two-hour broadcast. So that's you know, almost the entire first hour, almost the entire first half of the show. So I think what we organized went quite well.
Yeah, no, of course. I mean, you know, we were able to get a whole bunch of people and just pretty much own that show and scare Luke off really bad.
Yeah, clearly he didn't want to show up. I mean, you know, there was that point Luke was supposed to call in where he didn't. He's like, hey, yeah, at the beginning, you know, you had Brian calling in, and Brian's like, yeah, you know, you can just relay this message to Luke. I want to know what's going on about, you know, there being a 32nd-degree Freemason, you know, behind the scenes running the organization with Luke, and nobody's giving him an ultimatum. And he got that out, you know, before Luke even called in, or who knows, maybe Luke was on hold or something, but either way, Luke wasn't showing up. And then the next day when we did the same thing, it wasn't with as many people, but we did the same thing on a Revolution Broadcasting marathon that they were having. This was promoted on We Are Changed, We Are Change's main site. So figured, all right, well, if We Are Change's main site's promoting it, Luke has to be on this, you know. He's a scheduled guest as well, and we thought, all right, well, this one's, you know, for sure, unless he's, you know, going to pull an extreme Al Gore and do what Gore did, you know, after We Are Change Chicago confronted him on ClimateGate, but you know, cancel media appearances for the next 2 weeks. That'd have been funny. But no, he didn't show up for the Barrett show. But then he showed up, you know, an hour and a half late the next day on some, you know, Revolution Broadcasting 24-hour marathon or something that they were having, and it was called United We Strike. Yes, United We Strike, and you can find that, I don't know, just UnitedWeStrike.com, I think, or just Google United We Strike. I don't know if the archive is up yet. I've been trying to listen to it and whatever, make sure they don't edit it, because we all know what happened. And the Kevin Barrett Show, you can hear the entire archive. It's up, still up. I don't know if he's on iTunes, but I would assume if he is, they can't audit that, or they cannot edit that. That's as well, if you want to listen to Alex Jones edit free, you can listen to Jones on iTunes, and if you get the podcast, or if you get the Alex Jones live streams and you catch the show later that day or whatever on the iTunes stream, the iTunes will not be edited.
Right.
You know, his archives, however, that you people out there that, you know, are Prison Planet members that pay for that garbage, you're getting edited material. I'm just letting you know that right now. You're paying for edited shit, and you can get the same audio unedited absolutely free on iTunes. So go that route, and, you know, you can hear the calls that they don't want you to hear.
Exactly. It's kind of funny that Alex has to edit his own show. I mean, why
insane.
Can't
it's his show? Yeah.
Yeah. What's he afraid of? You know.
Well, I don't know. I mean, if you think about it, I look at it like this: when you film a show, even if you film it before a live studio audience, generally, like especially if it's like a sitcom or this or that, like they do like, you know, 50 takes if they need to, you know, like they don't always come down to that, but I mean if they need to, they do them until they have a good take, you know what I mean? Like that's how it works. So, you know, Jones needs that, and since he does a live show, you know, he can't, like, he doesn't have another take, so he has to just cut his shit out. If you get people on there who are making points about stuff, you know, like his connections to members of the Council for National Policy, or you know, members of other Vatican organizations like the Knights of Malta or the Jesuits, stuff like that. You just, you know, he's got to cut it out. He's got, you know what I mean? Like he can't really edit your voice and make you say something different, so he just axes that call. But, yep, that's, you know, it's the only way you can get it done. And what sucks is that the people that are paying for it are the ones that are getting dicked. I mean, that's just like, that's such an underhanded piece of garbage maneuver, really.
Seriously, if you want to make someone look like an asshole, I mean, look, I...
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing, and now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Been accused of having anti-Semites. People who are homophobic. You know, and stuff like that. My style of radio is I like to let people talk so that way they hang themselves. You know, you let people talk. And I mean, the same thing with Weird Change. Weird Change New York has allowed themselves to hang themselves. They just gave me the rope. They gave me the bullets for the gun, and they're mad that I used it.
Yeah, that's kind of what it seems like to me.
So, I mean, they keep telling on themselves. It's not like, oh, you, Lou, you're COINTELPRO. Really? They're the ones that are doing the bad shit themselves. I'm the one that's just exposing it, and I'm COINTELPRO? Come on. So, I mean, do you have the audio from last night?
Let's see here. I do have some of that. Let me see if I can find that right away.
Yeah. And I've been talking, and I mean, I've done, I've done shows severely criticizing the truth movement for just allowing this to happen, allowing this to go on. I mean, it's one thing you want to ignore it so you do your own thing, but this, allowing this to grow could become an even bigger problem. And it really seems like it's already become a bigger problem because Sean Wright from We Are Change Minnesota informed us that there are more Freemasons in there. And a few Google searches, we found out that what's his name? The core corruption guy. What's his name?
Oh, Elanoff. Jonathan Elanoff. We were going over that the other night. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and we actually found the website to the lodge just announcing, oh, two new brothers. And there's Jonathan Elanoff smiling. I'm like, oh, come on, John.
Yeah, he's not yanking you. That's absolutely true. We did find that. It's one of the things we were talking about the other night, and he sent me the link, and I was like, yeah, good work, Louie. Absolutely got that one done.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it was. It was him standing there in newest brethren, it said.
Yes. I mean, even though there are rumors that I've heard that he was kicked out of the Freemasonry for trying to film one of the, hopefully, I mean, I'm hoping to God. I still have my fingers crossed that he was just really, infiltrating. And he was trying to get some...
If he really was caught filming, like a right or something like that, then I say, go Elanoff. But I, come out and substantiate this. Like, Elanoff, if you ever hear this, get a hold of me, man. Like, I'm not just talking shit. Neither is Louie. We're not saying you're a bad guy. We're saying we need the conclusion to this. You know, come out with some proof. I'm not condemning him. I mean, I've seen him do a lot of stuff that I, you know, would give to other people because at least it's, you know, mainly news footage. I mean, you know.
I mean,
he
and he's really.
On his work.
Yeah, I mean, in my opinion, he has really done something for the movement.
Yeah, no, I mean, I agree. I think I think a lot of what he's done is, like, I mean, seriously, like, and this isn't just, like, you know, just to say, you know, screw Alex Jones, but screw Alex Jones. Like, he's, you know, the way that he presents his information is so fear-based and so, like, maniacal and so egocentric, and it's just like, okay, hold on. You're always right. Dissenters go to the front of the line. If they have a real good point, you cut them off and you just hang up on them, or you yell at them and accuse them of things that they didn't do and build straw men yourself and what.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. It's just, yeah, I've seen Elinoff's work, and I don't disagree with you know, most of the things that he's put out. I mean, I really don't have too much of a problem with anything like that. So I don't know. If he really was. You know, caught and kicked out for filming that, then cool, dude, bring it forward. Why haven't we seen it yet? Let's get this done. However, if that's not true and that's just something that he like made up because he had to say something, you know, then we're gonna find out when it does or doesn't show up within the next, like, you know, few months or whatever, basically.
To answer No Skill in the Talk Shoe chat room, hey, Louis, have you ever stopped to think possibly that of these people maybe infiltrating the Lodge? Only Jonathan Elinoff. I'm willing to give him the benefit of the doubt until I'm proven wrong, and then I'm fully disappointed. But with other people, especially with Craig Fitzgerald of Weird Change New York, who was in Weird Change first and then pursued the Freemasonry and then became a 32nd degree Freemason seemingly overnight.
Yeah, I mean, there's something that doesn't add up there, and let's get into that. Let's do some overtime. All right, now let's kick this into high gear.
Exactly.
We can talk about the Fitzgerald subject. I'm actually glad they brought it up in the chat room. Honestly, I'm not even kidding, because I've actually wanted to get into this for the last like 20 minutes. But the Fitzgerald situation is interesting because there are just countless reasons why it doesn't make sense. And WAC NYC has even responded publicly and then yanked their own article, which, you know, makes no sense at all. I mean, you should believe in what you took the time to write it. I mean, didn't you perfect it before you posted it? I mean, that's a decision that makes zero sense. But I've been exposing the Craig Fitzgerald situation on my own before I even got a hold of Louis B. And this is something that I know about extensively just because of my own research. And I didn't even really need, you know, a connection to We Are Change to do this. I just figured this out because Duncan from Norwich, ex-chapter of We Are Change, got kicked out for asking questions. Thank you. What transparent behavior on the part of We Are Change. But the article that I wrote was titled We Are Change NYC Finally Addresses Prominent Member Being a Freemason, Then Removes Their Own Article. In June, I was a guest on the Live Free or Die radio show hosted by Lee Rogers. The reason for my appearance on the show is to break a story that I uncovered in my research regarding a prominent member of We Are Change NYC, namely Craig Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald is a 32nd degree Freemason, unless he's since been given the honorary 33rd. There are many photos posted on his Facebook page for anyone who is a friend of his to see, in which Craig signals his masters. This goes right along with the well-documented elitist doctrine of their images and messages being hidden in plain view. Photos below are taken from Fitzgerald's Facebook page, and you see the photo of him with his Freemasonic certificate or degree with the House of the Temple on the top and the double-headed bird with the crown above it on the bottom with the signatures and the seal.
Yeah.
And the next picture, and all of these pictures, by the way, if you create a Facebook account as I did, create a Facebook account, doesn't matter if you use your name, tell them you're Billy Bob Joe Jim, I don't care. Create a Facebook account, friend Craig Fitzgerald, he'll accept you as a friend because that's how it works. If you're an organization as big as We Are Change that gets friend requests from, you know, whoever, they'll accept you. So friend them and look at their shit. That's my advice to you. Start doing stuff that way, and you'll find out a lot of interesting stuff. Lot. But the next photo is him standing, making a fist over his heart hand gesture. He's wearing a 9/11 as an inside job shirt. However, he's standing in front of a wall that has all these New World Order depictions on it, and it doesn't look like it's anti-Masonic or anti-New World Order. It actually looks like it's quite the contrary. It looks like it's pro-New World Order mural, which is crazy. And there's a triangle floating above in the picture, an eye looking off of it, and it says, inevitable reign of New World Order here. And if you look, it's got the square and compass, the G, Santa talking to a little kid. I mean, somebody passing a Bible on to somebody else. Like, none of this looks like a bad thing. It looks like, you know, it's a good thing. And he's, you know, standing there in front of the wall with another friend. And they both have their, you know, hands over their heart, respectively. Or actually, it's more of a mirror image. Craig's got the right hand over his heart. The other kid has his left hand over to the cross side of his chest as well. So it's more of a mirror image type deal. In front of that wall. It almost looks like pledging loyalty to what's behind him. Like, yeah, I'm proud of this shit. It's pretty, I don't know, it's pretty jaw-dropping if you know anything about these secret societies. It's kind of like, are you crazy? The next photo is Craig Fitzgerald standing in front of the group, presumably in New York, giving the diamond hand sign, as you see Jay-Z constantly doing in photos. The next one is Craig Fitzgerald again, center photo, giving the 666 hand sign, also known to many people as the AOK hand sign, the thumb and the index finger touching and the other three fingers extended. The next photo is him doing it again. The next photo is him doing it again. And the next photo is a hidden hand sign. It's a gesture that Napoleon has been known to make in all the depictions of him. He often has his hand in his inside his shirt, half of it, like it's straight. His four fingers are in the shirt up to his thumb, and the thumb is still sticking out with a little bit of his hand that's left. And Fitzgerald is seen doing the same exact pose again in many, many photos. Then this continues. It would be one thing if Mr. Fitzgerald were looking into Freemasonry in the context of researching the elite priest class. However, this is not the case. He's an active 32nd degree Freemason, which means he's far beyond what would be considered a Porsche Mason. During the broadcast in the second hour in which we exposed this information, we covered various pieces of photo evidence, some seen above, as well as the fact that being a member of any secret society goes against the ideals of a group such as We Are Change. Not only does it go against the ideals of We Are Change, it goes against the ideas of personal freedom and liberty. That is why when this next piece of information came out, I had to get going on a follow-up to the previous broadcast. As it turns out, the original expose on Craig Fitzgerald has led to many questions and concerns, rightfully so, about Craig's true intentions and about the true nature of the We Are Change organization as a whole. The story created enough of a stir within the movement to cause We Are Change New York City to finally address the situation publicly, until they pulled their own article from the We Are Change main site. The article I'm referring to is written under the name of the Mad Prophet, better known as Danny Panzella. In the article, there are numerous things that don't add up and need to be brought to light. The piece begins by saying, quote, over the past few weeks, there have been many rumors that have hit the mills regarding We Are Change NYC. As a group, we chose to ignore each story as it came out, refusing to add fuel to the fires, end quote. This is completely inaccurate. As evidenced by Craig Fitzgerald's Facebook wall, on June 12, 2010, he commented on the article that Lee Rogers wrote concerning the information that I brought forth. His comment was, quote, ha ha ha, triple exclamation point. In my view, this comment has a double meaning. He wants the public to see this and think that he's laughing it off and discounting the information as false. But in reality, he's laughing at the fact that he is a member of Freemasonry and is also involved with We Are Change, which is supposed to be against all secret societies. In the very next line, it is said that they will begin to address the rumors before things get out of hand, quote, which has happened, or which has begun to happen, end quote. In that quoted phrase, they admit that the issues have made enough waves to be addressed. If the story hadn't made an impact, they wouldn't say a word. They would ignore it completely. But the post written by Mad Prophet Panzella was almost instantly removed from the site. So it is quite possible that they have decided that it would be best to ignore this information, at least for now. It continues on to say that this issue is something that has been addressed at We Are Change New York City meetings and that people have had different thoughts on it. Mad Prophet then writes, quote, as a group that preserves the rights of the Constitution, we believe our members are allowed to choose the activities that suit them in their personal life, end quote. He then goes on to defend Fitzgerald, saying, quote, Craig has shown dedication and courage in helping efforts of We Are Change, educating the public on atrocities of the New World Order. He has showed no signs of Freemasonry interfering with his quality and sincerity of his work for We Are Change. Craig Fitzgerald is a true patriot who is open about his affiliations with Freemasonry, end quote. Freemasonry is a secret society. How would they possibly know if it was affecting his work? He may be there to obfuscate and mislead. He may be there to point certain conversations about certain topics in a specific direction when the group is discussing things. A bit later it says, quote, we do have concerns about Freemasonry and its ties to the global governance and the agenda of the New World Order, but we do understand that not all Freemasons are involved in a conspiracy and elitist games, since there are many different levels, end quote. Yes, there are many different levels, and Craig Fitzgerald is a 32nd degree Freemason, far beyond the blue degrees. The piece then says that anyone who has questions can contact Fitzgerald at his Facebook page or contact We Are Change New York City at their Facebook page. I would suggest that everyone contact Fitzgerald and ask him why they removed the post by the Mad Prophet Panzella, and more importantly, why he, Fitzgerald, made the comment that he did on the photo shown below, which is taken from the Facebook photos. In the photo is depicted a magician conjuring the demon Mephistopheles, and Craig Fitzgerald gives the description of the photo himself on his Facebook page. And the description says, the demon Mephistopheles shown being conjured up by a magician in Masonic scholar and 33rd degree Illuminatus Manly P. Hall's 1928 occult classic, Secret Teachings of All Ages, bears a remarkable resemblance to Yoda, the wise ascended master of the Star Wars saga, Return of the Jedi. Look closely and you'll see a painting of Baphomet, the androgynous goat god, on the wall at left and also a skeleton's head at top right. Now, after this, he leaves the following comment on the photo. Quote, the little Yoda is me! Exclamation point. Now, how are we supposed to take this? If he's commenting that Mephistopheles resembles Yoda, then says the little Yoda is me, he can only mean that he is Mephistopheles. Mephistopheles is a demon. This means that Craig Fitzgerald is saying that he is a demon. The post closes by saying, quote, We Are Change NYC has decided to make the following statement. Based on the guidelines of the U.S. Constitution and Bill of Rights, our mission statements, and our code of conduct, We Are Change NYC neither officially endorses nor condemns Freemasonry or any other mystical, spiritual, or occult society or organization unless the organization in question is using secrecy for the explicit purposes of carrying forward the tyrannical, oppressive, or corrupt agenda, e.g., globalization, eugenics, centralization of government, etc. This neutral position allows all sides of the secret society dialogue to speak and be heard. Members of We Are Change can choose to openly denounce or defend any particular group. We Are Change is and all... We Are Change is and always has been dedicated to the truth, and our commitment to the truth will not allow us to censor any member's perspective, end quote. They said, quote, unless the organization in question is using secrecy for the explicit purposes of carrying forward the tyrannical, oppressive, or corrupt agenda, e.g., globalization, eugenics, centralization of government, etc., end quote. Now, Freemasonry has been well documented as an organization that is dedicated to carrying out the tyrannical and oppressive agenda of globalization, eugenics, and centralization of government. Here's another issue that Mr. Fitzgerald should be confronted on. The New York Masonic Safety Identification Program, this is a program that is sold as a way to keep people safe, but in reality is a way to get more fingerprints on file. How does We Are Change feel about the Masonic Safety ID program? How does Fitzgerald feel about it? Surely We Are Change can't support such a tyrannical program, could they? As you can tell, the folks who run the main chapter of We Are Change have been corrupted or have been on the take from the beginning. Which one we can't be sure, but what we can be sure of is that Craig Fitzgerald, Danny the Mad Prophet Panzella, and the rest of the lead figures of the We Are Change New York City crew don't represent the ideals that they claim to. And that was the article that I wrote, and that article actually got deleted from the Daily Paul forum, and my account was deleted within 24 hours. I created an account, posted that article and another one, and that article got deleted, and my account was pulled. The other article I wrote still remains up on the Daily Paul, and they pulled the Craig Fitzgerald Freemasonry one, and they banned Derek in the Midwest's account. So that's all that goes.
Yeah. That's hilarious. Well, not hilarious, but, you know, just cowardly.
It is, and I hope, I don't know who's in the chat room, but, I mean, I hope everything that you, you know, were going to come at us at was answered right there. I feel that was done fairly well. I don't really know, you know, what kind of rebuttal you'd have if you can do it, you know, like, intelligently. I'm more than willing to look into it. I'll look at absolutely anything, and if I find that somebody else has a better point, I'll admit I'm wrong. But right now, man, that's where I stand. If you got a better point, then, you know, bring it up and I'll check it out. That's about, you know, what I have on that.
I hear you. We actually had some real there's such a thing as synchronicity. I had a similar article, but I had some excerpts written by Duncan from We Are Change Norwich and Pat. And this quick fact from Pat. Danny Panzella mentions Lodge 285.
Wait. I actually did check that out. I don't mean to cut you off, but I'm pretty sure I know where you're going with this. I did check that out. That actually does exist. Is that right? Is that where you're going with this or no?
Well, no, it does exist. Atlantic City, the lodge is in Atlantic City, New Jersey, and indicated, and it's there. It's actually seems to be run by someone related to Danny Panzella.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
If Pat will send me the link, I will post it. I mean, it's very interesting. I mean, I forgot the guy's name, but Freemason Lodge 285 in Atlantic City, New Jersey, which is not in New York.
I could have swore I found it in New York. It's George Washington's Lodge 285, right?
Oh, well, there's another one. Well, then there's another one.
I could be wrong. I'm gonna check right now.
Yeah, there's another one in Atlantic City with a Panzella.
But I'm pretty sure. Interesting.
Vito Panzella, Atlantic City, Lodge 285.
Okay, check this out. It's George Washington Lodge 285.org. It says George Washington Lodge number 285. Welcome to the website for George Washington Lodge number 285. Our lodge has stated communications on the first and third day of every month, except month of July and August. We meet in the Jacobean room of the Masonic Hall, 71 West 23rd Street, New York, New York. What's interesting is the Jacobins were, if I'm not mistaken, either funded or run by the Illuminati. I'd have to look back into that, but I'm almost 95% sure that I've read about that in the past. So there's an Illuminati Freemasonic connection, if that is correct. We know that there are plenty of those. Going back to Adam Weishaupt's Illuminati infiltrating Freemasons. We are chartered by the Grand Lodge of New York, and we are part of the Fifth Manhattan District, is what it says. And kind of weird, though, is that's all there is on the website. I mean, it's you go there, it's www.georgewashingtonlodge285.org, and it says you know, welcome to the website for Lodge. We mean Jacoby and Roommates on a Call, West 23rd Street, New York, New York. There's absolutely nothing else on their website. There's nothing to click on. There's no banner. Zero.
Oh, Atlantic County, not Atlantic City. I still can't find it, bro. Pat, send me the link to. I'm sorry, to Pat. Pat, send me the link with Vito J. Vito J. Lopez. I mean, that's my assemblyman. Vito Panzella, Lodge 285. Because that's kind of that's a freaky coinkydink.
That is, I'd love to see that either way. That is a really weird coincidence. I mean, and it's, you know, it's not to say that they are not related. Either one could be a possibility.
But I mean, if it's out there, you know, it's hey, nice question to raise. You know what I mean? Google it.
Especially since he's running for New York State Assembly, you almost have to question that even more now. Louis?
Yeah.
All
right. They're being difficult right now. Trying to Google this shit. I can't find it. What the hell?
That's right.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, I don't know. As far as, let's see, have you been checking the chat? Did we get a response on any of that stuff? Does anybody got, you know, raising points?
Someone says, I don't know if you can indict the whole group based on Fitzgerald. If you ban him, you have to ban all Freemasons. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Yeah. And I got no problem with that, son. Let's let's not even get into that. I mean, no. Okay. I'm just kidding. Let's get into that. Why wouldn't we? Really? But so no. Seriously though. Yeah. Ban all Freemasons. Absolutely. I mean, somebody asked the question, where do you draw the line? Well, the answer is you draw the line at a secret society. Any secret society, period, end of discussion. That's, I mean, okay, think about this. Just seriously, ponder this for a minute, all right? Let this one sink in. Any Freemason, doesn't matter what degree, any Freemason, even first degree, and, you know, the first few degrees you're considered, you know, you're not even really a Freemason yet. It's, you know, you're not really part of the lodge, you're just on the opening steps. But even going through your first degree, you swear a life-threatening blood oath to the lodge and to keep the secrets to the lodge. And that's absolutely absurd. We're talking about somebody who's a 32nd degree Freemason, who's been through the degrees, and I'm not indicting the entire group, by the way. I want to make that real clear. I'm not at all indicting the whole group. I'm sure there are plenty, and I mean plenty, of very good people out there who are members of We Are Change chapters, who are out there to do the right thing, yada yada. Like, I'm not indicting the whole group, but by no means am I indicting the whole group. And, you know, I don't know about Louis, but that's just my position. I mean, I've talked to other, you know, members of We Are Change, you know, not like super high organizers like Fitzgerald or whatever, but I mean just like members of chapters that show up at like street actions now and then and stuff, and I mean some of them are really good people and they're out there to, you know, do the right thing. I'm not saying the whole group is bad. I'm just saying that movements like this are controlled, and they've been controlled throughout the entire history of Earth, and if you read you know, about this stuff, you'll find out that that's absolutely the case. And all the wars have been conducted for the consolidation of money and power, and they always have controlled opposition groups to, you know, foment their next revolution, because societies have to, you know, rise and fall for money to be basically hoarded and then, you know, consolidated and laundered. That has to happen. So, pretty much. And they just, you know, they need to keep the you know, people under the impression that, hey, the world's still turning and, you know, things are still evolving and, you know, this is happening because of this person's relationship to this and that. And, yeah, well, yeah, that's kind of how it's happening, but they don't understand that, you know, the world's being controlled by this ridiculous group of people. It's not, you know, like, it's almost like we don't have separate countries. Like, we really do have a New World Order. They're in charge of every country that matters, unfortunately. And I'm not saying smaller countries with smaller armies don't matter. I'm just saying in the sense that, you know, they can't win in the physical fight. I mean, what are they really going to do? They can't win economically. They can't win militarily. So, I mean, in that sense is how I mean that.
All right. So, what's left to say now, you know?
I'm really not sure. What's left to say is, I guess, you know, for anybody listening, I know there are some broadcasters out there who really talk down about things like activism and whatever, and I don't belong to a group, on purpose. I don't belong to a group, and I don't have any intentions of, you know, joining any group out there. I'm going to do my own thing. I'll have my own show here real soon when that, you know, pops off. Like I said, you'll hear more about it. But, I would say we need people getting together and having meetings and discussing things and what we need to do and talking about the next plan of action and the next, you know, the next call-in bomb and the next, you know, we're getting together and handing out flyers about this and about that and about, you know, all that stuff. Like, we need to do that. But as far as, like, you know, groups and labels and all that stuff, I think it's better to literally just have no real, you know, group name or this or that. I mean, you might have, you know, like the director of a meeting or something like that. Like, one person might, you know, organize a meeting or whatever. But I mean, to actually have a group and say that you're this and make it like, you know, a company and all that other crap, no, leave that alone. Don't give it a name. Don't give it anything else. Just make it a group of people getting together to do their thing and make the world a better place, and they won't be able to, you know, do crazy things and do something like have somebody, you know, take a shot at the president wearing a 9/11 was an inside job shirt like some people have postulated might happen, or, you know, other things like that. I mean, that's just, you know, I mean, look what's happening right now with Craig Fitzgerald and We Are Change, and look what we're doing with that. I mean, that should be prime example. That's what's going to happen if you join a group. The groups, especially the ones that make any, you know, that look like they're making headway, they look like they're making headway because they're allowed to look like that. You know, if you really start making a difference, they're probably going to do what they can to shut you down in some way, shape, or form. I mean, I don't make money doing what I'm doing. I'm doing it because it's the right thing, and I've been doing this for going on 7 years now, and I've found out nothing more than, you know, it's the harder you try to put out deeper truth, the more people resist, and the more names in the movement don't want to work with you and don't want to use your information. And even if it's stuff that they would normally talk about, if you're the one that wrote the article on it, you know, they'll figure out who you are and they'll not publish your article and not choose to cover that topic or whatever, is to not give you any sort of notoriety in the movement and stuff like that. Like, that shit will happen to you, I promise you. It's happened to me. I know exactly what that's all about. And that's why, you know, I'm on crotch shot, is because, you know, Louis got the balls to kick some balls. That's pretty much what that is.
Yeah, no skill in the chat room says, does Fitzgerald have any kind of influence, role with power in the group, or is he just rank and file? Does he dictate to Luke or LePaysack or whoever? I would think not. If he did, I'm sure they would have to voted to take him out a leadership role. Not necessarily.
No, that's actually completely incorrect. I have all the information on that. I don't know if you do as well, but you can find that on Facebook. Get into his Facebook account. I have photos of that. If anybody wants, hit me up. My email is derekinthemidwest@gmail.com. Again, that's derekinthemidwest@gmail.com. Derek in the Midwest is all one word. I'll send you the photos, and there are photos of Craig Fitzgerald leading meetings where Luke Rutkowski is just kicking it in the back of the meeting, where, like, I mean, it doesn't look like Luke's a central figure. It looks like he's, you know, he's like, it almost looks like Luke doesn't know, you know, what's going on. Like, I'm sure he, you know, knows what's going on a bit, but I mean, it's one of those things, and this happens, like, more than once. Look through Fitzgerald stuff. You got, some photos I got of him, it's Fitzgerald on stage, and, like, Luke is off stage, stands to the side, and, you know, maybe he's, you know, they're introducing Luke or whatever, but it doesn't look like it. He's, like, got three or four pictures of We Are Change NYC at some, you know, event or whatever it was. Fitzgerald's up on stage, he's got the microphone, and you see Luke off to the side, And it certainly looks like Fitzgerald's been up there for a minute. So even if he's introducing Luke or he's doing whatever, Fitzgerald's had a pretty good amount of stage time, more than likely. Then, other than this, you see in another set of photos on Fitzgerald's Facebook page, you see him directing a meeting of We Are Change New York, and you see Fitzgerald holding papers in the center of a large circle of people. And he's the center of attention. He's clearly directing the meeting. And I'm talking about not just one photo. You see like 6, 7, 8 photos like this. And that's pretty damn convincing.
This just didn't... I can't fucking find it, man. Where it says Vito Panzella. Pat, you found it. Freaking get it to me. I'm searching like a motherfucker right here. I'm fucking knee deep in fucking Luciferian shit, and I ordered the Eastern Star. Fuck.
For the women's Freemasonry.
Shit, and they got one for boys. The Demo Lay leaders of New Jersey, well, Demo Lay Trinity chapter, or Demo Lay leaders. What the fuck is a Demo Lay, and it's for boys, and the International Order of Rainbow Girls? What? And, of course, on this website I'm on, New Jersey CHIP. New Jersey Child Identification Program. Chip your kid and give him more gallons and show your love. Fuck, man. Damn it. For Rizzle, bro. Find that shit.
For Rizzle, bro. Find that shit.
Oh, man. Okay, hold up. He tells me to Google it. Okay. Yeah, I can't fucking find that shit. So, all right, no skill is like, that's conjecture and insinuation.
Conjecture? What part of it is conjecture and insinuation? That's my question. Define what parts of it are conjecture and insinuation, and I'll respond.
Yeah, I mean, dude, if you got a cell phone or anything, call in. This will make it so much easier instead of... You know, waiting for you to type and.
I have pictures. Pictures are picture proof. You want to argue with photo evidence, dude? They're on his Facebook page. Like, we're not making this up. I'm not trying to be an ass. I'm just saying that's not conjecture and insinuation. That's picture proof. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, he says you have no clue what he's talking about from a picture.
Are you kidding? Dude, you see him holding. He's directing a We Are Change meeting. All right, this is what you need to know. If there needs to be more than this explained, then you need to explain to me why and what you need to know. Then I'll get there, believe me. But tell me what you need to know more than this. It's clearly a We Are Change meeting. Craig Fitzgerald is in charge of directing the meeting. He's the one sitting there with a stack of papers, and you see a bunch of pictures over a span of period of the time in the entire night, and Craig Fitzgerald is the center of attention the entire time, and except for, like, you know, once they start, you know, partying and whatever. Then you see some pictures like that. But anytime, like, when they're involved in the We Are Change gathering, and, like, the business, you know, of, like, what are we discussing, Fitzgerald's got the stack of papers. He's the one center chair the entire time. Luke Rakowski's in the background. And Luke Rakowski's in, like, one picture of the entire night. And when you do see him, he's, like, way in the back. And you're like, oh, Luke Rakowski. And then there's, like, another picture of him where he's sleeping. And everybody else is still awake. Which is, like, whatever. I'm not even going to comment on that. The hell with it. It's not worth it. But the point is that that's not conjecture. That's picture proof of an entire night's worth of events where, as far as, you know, the time period that matters is taking place, Craig Fitzgerald's conducting the meeting. You're arguing that Craig Fitzgerald is not in a position of prominence or power conducting business with We Are Change. And I'm saying, yes, he is. There's picture proof. How is that not picture proof? He's the one conducting the meeting. That's picture proof of him having a position of power. If he weren't in a position of power, he would be a member, and he would, you know, whatever, be on the outside listening to whoever is conducting the meeting. He wouldn't be an organizer. That's silly. I mean, he's got a title. It's organizer. That's what he is. He's an assistant organizer or organizer for We Are Change New York City. So they should have given him an ultimatum, and the ultimatum should be the Lodge or the Truth Movement. End of discussion.
Yeah.
And this allegation of, okay, I want to know where this came from. He's supposedly a 32nd degree Freemason. How could he have possibly gotten to the 32nd degree within the amount of time that, because from what I understand, unless I'm mistaken, he supposedly, according to the official story, was a member of the Truth Movement and or We Are Change before he even started getting into Freemasonry, which is absolutely absurd. So what's the deal with that? And in the amount of time, even if he's been a member of the Freemasons since, you know, like, let's say We Are Change started up, right? And Craig Fitzgerald joined We Are Change the day that it started, which is maybe or maybe not the case. But let's say that Fitzgerald joined We Are Change the day that it started, right? Even under that extreme situation, with that amount of time, from the day that We Are Change started to the day We Are Change is now, how are you going to get from zero to the 32nd degree in that amount of time? It's been around for, like, what, 7 years or something like that? Hasn't been that long. I mean, how much lodgecock did you have to digest to get that far that quickly? That's insane. Dude, that's ludicrous. So something doesn't add up here. And I'm not trying to be insulting. I'm just saying, dude, that's how little sense it makes. That's what I'm saying. I need explanations on that.
Yeah. If anybody's listening to the stream, we have a chat on crotchshotradio.com/listen live. You guys can listen there, chat it up there, ask us questions. Or if you like, we're on talkshoe.com. Just sign up. We're talkshoe.com/TC/23980. All right. And this is what No Skill had to say. Just trying to flush things out here. Sorry, Louis No Sell. The same thought occurred to me as well, but I have talked with other Masons who have told me they are moving people up fast.
Interesting. Well, I mean, I don't know. In my opinion, that's totally possible, especially if you're willing to do things that, you know, are dirty and underhanded. I don't know what to say about that. That's a possibility. I can't confirm it, but I mean, you know, if Fitzgerald really is doing things,
especially,
you know,
younger people.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like, okay, I went to a Freemasonic open house, right, around my area, and they put out a thing in the newspaper where they were like, we're having an open house, people can come, they can talk, yada yada. And it was around the time that the most recent Dan Brown nonsense book came out, and they were like, this is, you know, aroused interest in Freemasonry, and we, you know, are happy to talk to the public about it and all this other stuff, and, you know, because it's created a lot of discussion, and some stuff is true and some stuff isn't, and we want to answer your questions and dispel any allegations that might not be true. And so if you want to come, you know, we'll have our doors open to the public from yada yada to yada yada. And I was like, oh, I'm going to this. So I went down there, and I own a copy of Morals and Dogma, and I had quotes ready and pulled from the book. And when I went down there, it was I couldn't believe my eyes. There were like 14 or 15 people that showed up. And this is, I mean, it's not like a huge city, but it's not a small city. It's, let's say it's in the neighborhood of 100,000. And there were 14 or 15 people there. And out of the 14 or 15 people, 4 or 5 of them were Freemasons. That means about 9 people were regular members of the public, and there are 4 or 5 Freemasons there, which is just absolutely absurd that the ratio would be, you know, a third or better.
Yeah, Pat, can you lower your thing, please?
I'm trying to.
Jesus.
Fuck
yeah, Pat, can you lower your thing, please?
Is that better?
Yeah.
All right, now, listen to what I've heard from many, many older guys who were Freemasons who were also veterans like myself. I threw this up in one of our VFW meetings, Veterans of Foreign Wars. And I said, so what do you think about what all these young kids are doing to the Masonic Lodge? And every single one of them don't like the kids, and they think they're all starting trouble, and they really have no respect for the new Masons that are coming in. Now, these are the old guys that have been around for a long time, and, you know, they're not really looking for trouble because everybody's got gray hair, walkers, and everything else, you know? And they're like, no, 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 we don't like the way it's coming about now. It's really coming about for the worst. So there you go, buddies.
Hmm. Well, ladies and gentlemen, destroy the Freemasonry by joining it.
Oh, destroy the Freemasonry by joining Craig's cult.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand some of this. I mean, there either has to be an explanation of what's going on. Maybe they're moving people up that quickly. Maybe they're not. I'm not sure. But if they are, I can only assume that it would, you know, have some sort of connection with what they're, you know, willing to do, and that they're, you know, being asked to, you know, prove themselves, basically. You know, at some point, maybe earlier in life than they would otherwise. But I also think that, you know, that might even make sense, because if you think about it, the way that, you know, the truth movement has caught hold and this and that, I mean, it sucks. But there is, like, you know, this dark allure of power, and there is human nature. So, I mean, if they're like, hey, yeah, we're offering you all this stuff that you don't know about, I mean, you know, it sucks, but, you know, I could see, you know, it good people can do bad things, and good people can become bad people. And I think that, you know, the truth movement, having people being aware of information like this, is, you know, a good thing and a bad thing for younger people. But overall, a good thing, just because the information's getting out there overall, no matter what. That's always the point.
Let me interrupt this.
Go ahead.
In Atlantic County, Ocean County, it's the lodge number 285, the Justice Lodge of all lodges. And Vito Panzella, he was in that lodge. He was born in 1929, and he died in 2004. Vito Panzella.
Can you send me the link?
I did. It's in the chat room.
Oh. That's squirrely. Let me send it to you, because you're not on the chat. You're in... There you go. Let us look at this.
Let's go down into an alphabetical order, please.
Or what you can do is, on your browser...
Vito was not a veteran, by the way. Just like Danny's not a veteran.
Hmm. Vito A. Panzella, yeah. Born 1929 to 2000... That's kind of a strange coinky dink. I mean, if we could find his daddy.
It is a strange coincidence.
I mean, you know.
And, you know, not like I said, you know, not to say that they absolutely are or not are or are not related, but it is something that definitely deserves looking into, especially with what we know already.
Yeah. He was probably in the Korean War. That's about the time. Now let me go back to my blackjack game, okay?
Is he talking to us, Louis?
I'm talking to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes I don't even know. So, wow. Yeah, what else? What else is there?
Much more. Like they say, hidden in plain sight. So all you have to do is think hidden in plain sight and look all around you, not just in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
True. Absolutely true. So, let's see. What else were we going to get into?
Well, we still got to play that audio from Sunday.
Oh, that's right. You know what? I do have the better part of that. Let me make sure this is it.
Go ahead with a question or comment.
Hey, I have a quick comment. This is Louis B of the Crackshot Radio Show.
That's a quick
question. I heard you guys were supposed to have Luke on here. How do you guys feel that there are Freemasons in We Are Change New York? And on top of that, that there's proof that Luke has been using the donations that are supposed to be for pamphlets and DVDs and for first responders, and using it for his own personal uses.
Well, that's something that we're going to have to follow up on, and we're interested in looking at that. Unfortunately, Luke couldn't be here to speak for himself, so we're going to have to wait till another time.
He's been running, because he was supposed to be on Kevin Barrett's show yesterday, and he's running. What's he scared of?
Well, we don't know, but that's quite all right, because it's healthy for us.
I can send you all the evidence.
All right, well, now's not the time, but listen, I promise we're interested in this story, so thanks so much for calling in, and stay in touch with us at Revolution Broadcasting.
Okay.
What do you think? Are there Freemasons? You've been accused of being a Freemason.
It's true. And many people would think that I would be because of my studies and because of my lineage. My father, my grandfather, and on back are all Freemasons. And I have tried very carefully to keep people somewhat sound on this concept.
And that was when Freeman was on. And I'm going to have to fast forward here a little bit because once Freeman gets done, that's when Luke ends up getting on. But this is a call that happens, and it's important to note that what you just heard happened at one point in the day, and then about an hour or so later, hour and a half maybe, is when Luke Rutkowski actually came on air. And when you heard what you just heard at that point in the day, that is when Luke Rutkowski was supposed to be on air. So he was an hour to an hour and a half late, and over that, you know, over an hour period, there was nobody calling in saying, hey, Luke, you know, what's going on here, yada, yada. The audio you heard earlier tonight from the Kevin Barrett show was audio from Saturday at 5 p.m. Central to about 5:50 p.m. Central. And the audio that you just heard about, you know, a minute and a half, 2 minutes ago, of Louis B. calling in was audio from Revolution Broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Sunday, and they were having some 24-hour, basically 24-hour marathon on. And
actually, it was a 24. From what I heard from the rest of the video, which you guys are going to hear, it was a 24-hour.
Oh, Luke, your cock tastes great.
Oh, good Lord. No, I know what you mean. Kevin Barrett did it, and honestly, the other broadcasters, when Luke finally got on air, which I just got that audio up now, so yeah, we can do that. Let me just turn this up real quick. But it was absurd. I mean, you have to not have heroes. I can't stress that enough.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, and I think
about
it's
that
fun.
Crap.
I think it's funny, the second time I called then, they hung up on my ass. So he's allowed to fucking... They like, oh, we'll give you 30 seconds. I didn't get no damn 30 seconds.
I wasn't timing it, but I don't think you got a full 30 seconds either.
Nah. They hung up on me. I had to listen to the show while he's spewing his lies, which I could have easily refuted, but oh well. I guess I'm going to have to do it now on my own show. But hey, oh well.
Yeah, what are you gonna do? I mean, you know, you can only you have no.
Oh God, Luke, your dick tastes great. Oh yeah, Luke, you're the best.
You know, fuck. Fucking, you know, you call yourselves truthers, and you know, a bunch of motherfuckers should be walking around with goddamn fucking knee pads.
I don't know. I mean, it's. It's kind of true. It really is. There's a lot. I mean, even the broadcasters on Revolution Broadcasting yesterday, it sounded like, okay, this is basically the deal. Mm-hmm. You can listen to the guy. We don't have the introduction here because I wasn't able to get Luke on air. We thought he wasn't coming on because he was over an hour late. So I stopped listening after a little bit, and eventually, just to check, I was like, oh, I'll turn it back on. I was like, oh, shit, Luke's actually on the air.
Yep.
And so I messaged Louie back, and, you know, we were like, all right, let's get this done.
I'm Jack!
Well, and it happened, and it definitely worked out, but, you know, we thought Luke wasn't going to be on, and honestly, I think he came on when he thought it was going to be safe, after he thought, you know, the wave of heat was over, and he was hoping nobody was going to call in. Nope. You know, I'm definitely glad I checked the air, because he was on, and we got him, but, you know, Louis got cut off, and, you know, I tried to handle it as best I could. I have my entire call on there. But yeah, I have it queued up, and anybody out there, if you're listening, you know, let us know what you think, you know, of what we were able to get out. Because either way, I mean, this is stuff that it needs to be addressed. I mean, we're not trying to offend you members of We Are Change New York out there of any other chapter. That's not our intention. We want this information to come to light, because a lot of you guys out there are really trying to do the right thing. And if you're trying to do the right thing, then hurry up and stand up and speak up about this shit, because people need to be confronted on it. I mean, Luke's been asked about 2 years now, where's the money going, what's going on here. Yes, you're gonna hear part of his explanation on what's going on. And Luke, for the first time, we forced him to address this publicly for the first time in a matter of years now. And it's insane that it took this long, and it's insane that there are no documents, but he claims that there are documents. Well, okay, people have the documents. People that call into the show have the documents. They've offered to fax them to Kevin Barrett. We played that earlier on this show. So this is where we're at now. You know, there's a 32nd degree Freemason behind the scenes holding Luke's hand while he's going through all this stuff. It looks like he's conducting meetings. What the hell's going on here?
Yeah.
But if we can get into this audio whenever you want.
Yeah, go ahead. Shoot, man.
All right, let's see here.
There's some crazy people here that try to mess things and mess with us, but there's also wonderful, beautiful people, and we share everything.
This is,
you know, there's people staying at people's couches, and we try to make it as affordable and as cheap as we can for everybody. And that's why we have good hotels and good hostels people can stay at for as low as $15 a night, that people, you know, not a lot of truthers could band together and get a whole hostel for themselves and just have it, you know, as, you know, as a whole group, just being in there for $15 a night. It's really cheap. And, you know, we're not stingy. Even though it's a fundraiser, even though we're raising money for 9/11 first responders, if you don't have the money to get in, we allow you to volunteer for us so you can get in for free. Or, if, you know, we already have enough volunteers, we're going to let you in at, you know, when if there's room, we're going to let you in no matter what. So, you know, we're not stingy. You know, you're going to feel your book. We're willing to work with you, because this is not about, you know, squeezing every last penny we have out of each other. This is about being there for each other. And these events speak to that so much. In not only raising money for charity, but coming together as a group and being there for each other.
Yeah, look, usually I tell folks to kind of withdraw their support and stay home, especially from politics. But I'll tell you, in the case of 9/11, I think it's just an absolutely wonderful idea for folks to get out there and really learn about what's going on, because 9/11 is the key to where we are today.
Especially in New York, Aaron. And, you know, New York, we've heard all this talk about this mosque being built in Ground Zero. Luke, what a distraction. What a bunch of crap. You know, it just really ticks me off. And we have a caller now on the line with us, Luke, from area code 917. Is this Steve? Steve, or area code 917, you're on the air. Go ahead. You're with
Luke. Come on, call
me Freemason. What's that?
There's a formal going around that I'm a Freemason now, so I said, come on, call me a Freemason.
Who's a Freemason? I'm not sure what you're talking about.
There's, like, people calling in, probably to your radio show and other shows, calling me a Freemason.
Who is it? Jonathan?
Hello?
Yeah, who is this?
This is Luke. Hello.
Oh, yeah, it's Luke.
Yeah, all right. I'm like waiting for the caller to say something. This is me all
the time. I was thinking that was you.
All right, yeah, I got confused because it looked like another caller had joined us. Another caller did, Bob. The caller's from 718. Caller, you called earlier.
No, I don't mean to interrupt this here, but it's very important to note here that before anybody said anything, Luke knew about what was going on.
Yep.
He, you know, he, nobody said a word, and Luke's like, call me a Freemason. Well, as far as I know, nobody called you a Freemason, Luke. I didn't call you a Freemason. I don't think Louis called you a Freemason, if he has.
I mean, there are other people saying it. I think I did. I mean, he's gotten the application from what I heard. Facebook app.
I'm not sure. I don't know about that. I'd love to have that verified and see what's going on with it and see if that, you know, can definitely be done. But it wouldn't surprise me. And I don't know. I've done, you know, a good amount of looking this stuff up online. I haven't seen anybody call him a Freemason yet, but it wouldn't surprise me if it's happening. But either way, I mean, you know, nobody had said a word yet, and he's like, come on, call me a Freemason. And he probably knew about what was going on the previous day with the call bomb and what we were talking about. And, you know, that's, you know, further, you know, not proof, but it gives, you know, credence a little bit more to the theory of, oh, you know, I mean, like, unless he's constantly on Facebook, I mean, he's an activist. He's supposed to be at a gathering. Why is he, you know, going to be checking that stuff out, you know, constantly enough to find out about that call bomb within a matter of, like, you know, less than a full day? Really?
Yep.
I don't know. So, again, something's not adding up here. I'm thinking that, you know, that's just further proof of him dodging his appearance on the Kevin Barrett show. But here we can get back into this clip of Luke here.
Here we go.
And go ahead and voice your opinion real quick.
Oh, okay.
All right. 718, I apologize. Go ahead.
Yes, Luke, finally nice to speak to you again since I confronted you at Ground Zero. Are you ready to start giving up financial reports of all that money you took?
Money? I ain't take no money, first of all, and this is Louis G.
We got the proof, Luke. We got some paperwork from your girlfriend.
Listen, we're not going to...
Hold on, bro.
Payment. And let's talk about this college payment. I get financial aid.
sometimes this financial aid comes in late, which means I have to use my money on my account to pay for the college. And that's exactly what I did. Later, a check comes in that says financial aid. I cash that check and I use it for We Are Change money. So the whole thing of me using We Are Change money to pay for my college is utter nonsense and lie.
Really?
I get financial aid that covers everything. No, because I got to describe this in detail because he's going to keep going on and on. This is finally the it. See, I usually don't like responding to these things because there's no reason. Like,
right now,
you need to be listening to me explain myself against these stupid slanderous bullcrap. When we gave you the damn documents. We gave you the financial documents. That's what we weren't feeling. And then you can go online and say we are feeling.
Okay.
Second of all, that We Are Change account was my own money account. I had my own money in there before. So that money that I was spending other stuff on was my money that I had there before the We Are Change even started. Now, that was a mistake. I should have never mixed in my money with We Are Change money. I had everything accounted for. Now it's in one We Are Change account and one my own personal bank account. I'm not a professional. Ever since I started the group, I've been asking people to help me do a nonprofit or do a corporation, do this, do that, and none of the group members helped me, even when Louis
shit, was I did, and he threw me away.
I'm going on with this, but there's a
let you know something, Luke. This is Ray Powell here. I run Revolution Broadcasting and have for quite some time. We organized Revolution March back in 2008. We've handled a lot of money through these organizations, and the many other people I know that have handled money for organizations for the cause. This happens every time. You're going to get a group of people that's upset with you for one reason or another, and they're going to start doing the financial accusations. So, hey, man, don't sweat it. It's good you responded to the accusations. We just wanted to air that out so that the caller didn't, in fact, think that we were, continuing some conspiracy to cover something up. You responded well, and let's move on. Let's talk about some unifying, positive solutions here.
It just makes me sick because I never made We Are Change about me. It's not about me.
You didn't make We Are Change.
I keep telling people I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. Just like everybody else makes mistakes. You know what I mean?
All right. Before we move on, though, Luke, I have to ask you this question, and all we need is a yes or no. Are you a Freemason?
No, I'm not a Freemason, and there are some people who have concerns because one of our members is a Freemason. His name's Clark Fitzgerald. He was a We Are Change member, and then he wanted to find out what the Freemasonry was all about. So he decided to join Freemasonry. People act like it's a big secret that we were hiding, that we had a Mason running things behind the scenes. If you're a part of We Are Change New York City, everybody knew we were making jokes about it, that Craig was a Freemason. We came and had a group meeting about the whole Freemason issue. And, we had a big, long argument, and even within the group, about what to do with these accusations of us being called, saying that we're being infiltrated by Freemasons. I know Craig, he's always been helping us out through charity work, feeding the homeless and doing all these other things. And me and Craig, we were fighting, we were arguing. We came to a conclusion, and I want to make the public, I want everybody to know, we came to an agreement saying whether you're Catholic or you're Freemason or you're Muslim or you're Jewish, whatever it is that you are, we put all of our religious differences and background aside, we put that all aside because we have a mission to get something accomplished. And if Freemasons are doing something wrong, we will stand together and expose them. If the Vatican is doing something wrong, we will stand together and, talk against them. And we do. We talk about how Freemasons want to microchip little children. That was the front page of our website. We talk about that. We're not sympathizers to Freemasons. There's some good Freemasons and there's some bad Freemasons. Now, mostly they're all divided, but what Craig is trying to do is to find out what they're doing, and, I never seen him do anything wrong, and telling people that we have to kick out a member who's helping us out because of a group he's a part of, I don't agree with Freemasonry. I never did, but that's his own personal choice, and I don't think he's infiltrating anything. There's nothing really to infiltrate. We do everything publicly. If you want to find out what we're up to, come to New York City and come sit down at a meeting where we decide everything ourselves,
Great job, Luke.
Yeah.
You really, I'm glad you were able to put that out.
Darren, I want you to speak up here for a second, because I know you have been dying to speak with Luke. And Karen, you know, really, we've talked about this in the past. You know, your interest got into this whole thing because of the health battle. And the health of the first responders is at jeopardy here, folks. And we really need to pay attention to this issue. Karen, what would you ask Luke about, you know, how can we ask Luke to help bring awareness to this issue? And how can we help him, Karen? What do you think?
Well, I think he's doing an excellent job. I'm just really grateful that we were able to hook up, Luke, because everything that you just said resonates with me so very much.
Notice as soon as that's over, they begin kissing his ass ridiculously.
Exactly. So, well,
you notice how they never let anybody really confront Luke.
No, not for any length of time. I mean, Louis. Clearly, Louis wasn't given his entire, 30 seconds.
And they gave him, 3 minutes, and someone hung up.
What?
Who's there? I don't know what happened. Did who? You still there?
I see.
Derek. Uh-oh.
What?
Oh, there you go. You cut out.
Oh, my bad. I didn't even realize.
Yeah.
Weird. All right.
So, yeah, what were you saying?
I actually wasn't. I was just listening. If I cut out, apparently you cut out too, if you thought I was talking.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, I mean,
weird.
I could have refuted all those claims. In fact, Pat, now that I got you on the phone and you heard what Luke had to say, what do you got to say to what he said?
Luke, as soon as Luke started talking about this and that, you weren't able to get a word in edgewise. And Luke was allowed to rebuke you, but you weren't allowed to rebuke Luke. So it was a fixed radio station.
Yeah, well.
I completely agree.
And you know what's the difference between other radio shows and me? We had freaking Matt LePaysack on here, and I didn't mute him. I didn't do anything. He got bitched out for a good hour and a half until he hung up. He hung up on us.
Well,
he was about
points.
Yeah. So he ended up. Yeah.
No, go ahead, man. Go ahead. Sorry.
So, I mean, they hang up on me because, you know what? I'm the fucking pit bull. I wasn't going to let him lie. What about the Peter King? He freaking just discounted Pat altogether. I never sent a letter to Peter King. Well, Pat did.
I did.
Yeah. And that was to try to get transparency, how much John Field was getting. John Field freaking acted, you know what? I'm probably going to go to hell for this, but I don't care. John Field was acting straight bitch. He had, he was trying, we asked, yo, how much did Weird Change give you? Simple question. Why are they attacking me? Why are your people attacking me?
Because there was all kinds of, there was more than that going on.
Yeah. More shenanigans going on. And pretty much we Luke wasn't going to give us the answer. No one was going to, and apparently no one wanted to give the answer. Because there's a big old secret when it comes to money.
It's more than that, too. I mean, of that day, there's more than just that audio. If you listen to the rest of that broadcast where Luke was on, I was on talking about him, or I should say talking to him. And I would, I'm trying to find that audio because I was on there too, and I didn't get Luke's entire response, but I got some of it. And if you go back and you listen to the actual broadcast, once they have the archive up on Revolution Broadcasting, I don't believe it's up yet. I've been looking for it all day. But once they have the archive up of the show from that day, I would say, go look at it. It was Sunday.
Yeah.
So that would have been the 15th, and find that archive and listen to the. It was about what time was that? Was it between 5 and 6 as well? It was like 4 or 5 o'clock. It was like late afternoon, very, very early evening-ish, like between like 4:30 or 5 and like 7 sometime. So like skim through that few hour range and you'll find it, I promise.
Right.
Luke Wadowski, according to that that recording you just played, very scared.
Yeah, you want to respond to anything he said? I mean, you know, you heard it. I mean, what were the fuck? What's the bullshit mostly?
The bullshit mostly is trying to cover his ass. He's got to look good in front of his people, so he has to deflect the blame on everybody else.
Yeah. And you know what? And Sabrina, see, Luke didn't know Sabrina gave the record. Sabrina did that on secret. What?
What?
Did you just what? Derek, you cut out again. Derek, anyway, when if Derek comes back, you know, why did you write the letter to Peter King?
Because I wasn't getting any answers out of Luke, nor was I getting any answers out of John Field. I needed some answers, and Peter King was the next best thing.
Why didn't he mention you? I mean,
again, he has to deflect the blame onto somebody else. He cannot accept it himself.
Yeah, I mean, but I would think that he would have tried to blame the both of us as a team.
He kind of did it. He tried to in a way, but something prevented him from doing it. First he said you, then he said me. Told you to step down. He didn't tell you to step down.
He didn't.
He didn't ask you to step down. He told you to step down.
And we both
said, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, pretty much. And it wasn't, and he didn't ask me, oh, well, you did this. He didn't, you know. He freaking did it on his own. I'm like, yo, no, I'm not going to step down. I didn't do nothing wrong.
No, I didn't. You're right, he didn't.
You know, and plus, it's my website. Who the hell
said, what he said, had said to us, we used We Are Changed name illegally.
I'm like, and yeah, I'm like thinking, yo, wait a minute, this is my website. I mean, who the hell am I gonna give it to? I spent up all this money.
Yeah, me too.
And freaking built it up my damn self because no one wanted to help me.
Motika came by and picked up my website, and he punked out like a little pussy.
Yes, he did. Derek, you there?
Hello?
Yeah.
Are you here?
Yeah.
I am back?
Yep.
Alright, that's weird. I have no idea what the hell that was. Like, I was listening to you guys go, Derek, you there? And I'm like, I'm here, what's going on? And you're like, Derek, you there? And I'm like, I have no idea what the hell is going on right now.
Huh.
So, that's kind of weird. But, I've actually just, that's funny. I'm surprised you guys didn't hear any of that shit? Because I was just going through
the first video that Louis made where Craig Fitzgerald was standing around like he was Luke's bodyguard?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, when I confronted him at Ground Zero.
Oh, that video. Yeah, I saw that. I found the audio, by the way. If you want to hear, we got the other audio of my call-in talking when Luke is on the air, and then I don't have his entire response since I had to turn the audio off to make the phone call so there wasn't an echo. I didn't get Luke's entire response, but I got my phone call in and then part of the response after my call.
Okay, yeah, let's do that.
All right, let's see. I believe this is cute.
I'm an activist myself. I'm a researcher and a journalist, and I support the ideas of the truth movement and all that stuff. I'm not part of any particular group myself, but the reason I'm not is because through my years of research and experience with presenting information of this kind, I've actually found that once you get into a certain point and you begin to realize the movement is actually heavily infiltrated, and this is, you know, a day about unity, and I completely agree with everything you're doing, but right now in the movement there are a lot of problems that need to be weeded out, so, you know, I understand if you don't want to deal with it on today's show, but I just want to let everybody know that tomorrow from 9 to 10 p.m. Central Time, this is Derek in the Midwest, and I'll be on Crotchshot Radio at crotchshot.com, and we'll be going over the Freemasonry information about Craig Fitzgerald. He's a 32nd degree Freemason, and, you know, there are a lot of people that have concerns, and Luke's going to ask these questions about the money for 9 months, and it's very, very weird that just now we get an explanation on any radio show.
And that was pretty much it. That's where they cut me off. I don't know if they got, you know, I don't know how much is on the air exactly. I'm waiting for the archive to hear, but I think I got pretty close to what you just heard. And I had more to go. I wasn't even done, but that's when I noticed that they had cut my call off.
Yeah, because Revolution Radio is full of fucking cocksuckers. That's all they are.
Well, you know, I'm not gonna, like, you know, necessarily say every host on every network is a shill or anything, because I don't know about every host on every network, but I know a lot of them are, and clearly the people that were, you know, in charge of that broadcast at that point in time were absolutely either completely brainwashed and just on Luke's nuts, you know, in hero worship, which I don't think was more likely the case. I think more likely the case was, you know, they had, you know, diffusing tactics ready to go, pretty much. You know, I
right.
think that it was just, you know, like, those people are trained. This is what you do, you know, like, if, you know, people bring up certain things, you know, you talk about this or you answer it like this. Why do you think Luke didn't show up on Kevin Barrett's show as soon as he heard that first call? He needed a full day to prepare some shit. Did you hear Luke, like, when he was like, okay, after you called in Louie and talk to him, he's like, I know who the caller is. He's like, all right, this is what I'm going to do. This is before you even said everything. He was like, I'm going to answer this thing, I'm going to answer the Freemasonry thing, the money thing, and something else. And I'm like, sounds like he's got prepared answers for those three things to me.
Yeah, well, yeah,
like,
and it took him 2 years. He
yeah,
should
well,
have.
And Jesus,
why
it
did
took
it
him
take
2 years and us calling into shows for an entire weekend for him to, you know, finally own up in public. Like, and that's stuff that you guys are going to go through and, you know, pick out the lies of and all that kind of stuff. Because he claimed, if I write, we heard it. He claimed that he gave you the documents.
He gave me the documents.
That's what Luke said. He was, you know, I gave you know, Sabrina Rivera the documents. The documents were given, approving I didn't, yada yada. The money went from here to here. I mean,
that's what he says on his side. But what about the
right.
other side?
Wait. Well, no, I agree with you guys. I'm just saying that's how he tried to spin it. I'm just saying it took him. I'm agreeing with you guys. It took him 2 years to come up with that, and us calling into shows for, you know, 2 days for him to even address the stuff. And when he did, it sounded like he had a predetermined, I'm going to address these three things answer, already written out, you know, with their version of the spin on it. And he claims he gave you records. Well, you claim you have all the records, and, you know, you have them out there in various places. And I'm inclined to believe you. So, you know, I
and that's
that
the
I've
thing.
Seen.
He didn't know we had the records. He didn't know that Sabrina gave us the records until she told them. It was all done in secret. It was kept from Luke. It was not Luke's intention for us to ever see them. Those records were never intended to see the light of day. Until, you know, we had to be 007 and say, hey, Sabrina. Well, I mean, Pat was like, hey, Sabrina, let me see them records. You know, and she was like, okay. Because you know what? I mean, poor Sabrina. Everyone shits on her. And we are changed. Everyone shits on that poor girl.
And she always goes back for more.
And she always goes back for more. You know, and I mean, I mean, you seen one of the articles that was taken from her Facebook, Facebook wall, saying that Luke is not the real founder of We Are Change. It's Dan Wallace.
I was going to say, that's another thing. I'm so glad you just said that. I was going to bring that up earlier, and I forgot about it, and that just brought it right back around. I'm
yeah.
so glad you just brought that up. Unless I'm mistaken, I've heard this from I've read this in more than one chat room, I've read it in more than one web forum, And not just from anonymous, yada, 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 yada. I'm talking about, like, We Are Change members and, like, all that kind of shit. Please go into this. Who started We Are Change? When was it started? And is Luke Rutkowski the founder of We Are Change? And how can he possibly
get credit
nowadays?
Listen, let me tell you about that. Dan Wallace started We Are Change, and then one day, Sabrine was sleeping next to him, and she woke up, and he was dead.
Right, totally, yep, totally know about that and read about that. I was just wondering if, because Luke Rutkowski currently takes credit for being the founder of We Are Change, and to my knowledge, Dan Wallace founded We Are Change, and after he was, you know, in my opinion, most likely murdered with Xanax.
Well, you know, we don't know that. There's no autopsy. The family doesn't want to look into it. And, you know, to me personally, I feel even going into that when the family doesn't want to talk about it is disrespectful of the dead.
No, unless the family wants to cover it up. Check it out.
You know, honestly, I was just going to say, I think it's really weird that the family would not want to talk about that, considering the political implications and everything like that of this kind of a group and all that stuff. Like, think about the 9/11 victims' family members. Let's take this into consideration. You know, you have all these people that are out there, and they're talking about, you know, I mean, obviously, if somebody dies in your family, you're going to have concern for them. I would think you'd want to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, I don't know, that's just me. And I've seen posts on web forums from, you know, members of Dan Wallace's family, from people like one of Dan Wallace's uncles and stuff like that. And it's like, you know, it seems like he's met some of the We Are Change New York people in leadership, and he's not, you know, he's not on board with the truth movement in general, but you can read his comments, and when he's talking, it doesn't sound like he's, you know, it doesn't sound like he's just bashing the 9/11 truth movement. He's talking about, you know, some of the kind of attitudes and tactics he's seen from, you know, people like, you know, Luke and the other people that head up We Are Change, and being like, yeah, I think these people are, you know, pretty underhanded and stuff that they do. And, you know, that's from somebody who isn't even concerned with the truth movement, who's not like, you know, they're not Louis B. who's pissed at this or that. This is just somebody who's one of their family members. And, you know, it's not like I said, they're not bashing the whole movement or anything crazy, so you can't even take that angle on it and be like, oh, well, they're probably just against, you know, 9/11 truth, and they're just brainwashed. It's not even what they were talking about. They were talking about, you know, people being underhanded and being sneaky and dirty in their operations.
Hell, on another note, I don't know if you've ever seen that movie Truth Rising.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you remember when Luke is giving Dan Wallace that horseshit eulogy that sounds like it's so fucking fake?
And then look at Manny Badillo and see the way he acts.
Yeah, well, that's just another issue, I mean. But, you know, he's like, oh, we are always, I can't wait, you know, we'll meet each other again in heaven. I miss you. I remember you always, my brother. And the truth is, and this is from many other truthers, they weren't really that close. They weren't best friends. And he gives that horseshit eulogy, starts dating his Dan Wallace's girlfriend, Sabrina, a month after he passed away. That's not what you do. No.
No, that was, I mean, if nothing else, that's just insanely disrespectful. I mean, didn't that happen within, like, a matter of, like, a month or two?
That's what I said, a month.
Yeah.
It was a month. It was exactly a month.
That's some craziness. Well, I don't know. As far as I'm concerned, I think that pretty much covers it for tonight as far as I go.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to hop off here soon, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was about to say I'd like to thank everyone for listening to today's show. I'd like to thank Derek. You're always you are a welcome addition to the show. In fact, Derek is going to be writing some articles for CrowdShotRadio.com, so keep an eye out on them. You know, No, New York 9/11 Truth was founded by... Okay, no skill was like, I thought Dan Wallace founded New York 9/11 Truth. No, New York 9/11 Truth was founded by...
Les Jameson.
Les Jameson. In fact, ironically... Oh, snap, we almost forgot this, Pat. Les Jameson was accused of stealing money. And then We Are Change split off from New York 9/11 Truth and formed We Are Change. So, I mean, this is, in fact, if you read the first one, the first article that we ever wrote was The Shoe Is on the Other Foot. It was taken from an open letter that used to be on We Are Change addressed to Les Jameson about the money. About the money situation. So what we did was we just basically reverse engineered it and changed the names because that's how similar the situation was. So, I mean, if you look at the first article, The Shoe's on the Other Foot, that, I mean, that's basically taken from an open letter written by Luke and We Are Change and you know, and them. So, anyways, so Derek left. All right, so I'd like to thank everyone for listening. We're on Zoom, Zencast, iTunes. Just search for the Odd Crotch Shot Radio Show. Derek is calling back in. Just search for the Crotch Shot Radio Show. And, you know, just subscribe to us free. Just download it. This show will probably be posted in like an hour, hour and a half, so keep an eye. We got over 14 gigabytes worth of shows. If you're going to download, please, you know, feel free to download all the shows. Tell your friends and tell your family about the show. We go, you know, some of the shows are not always this serious, you know, so, but we like to have as much fun as we can when talking about shit. Come back tomorrow, 10 p.m. We're going to be doing the regular schedule, 10 to 11. We went over because there was a whole lot of material today. Hopefully you get...
Something before you end the show?
Yeah.
I just want to direct this to Luke. Luke, you are in my sights, pal. And I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to watch you. I'm going to see you go down. I'm going to watch you go down. And as you go to jail, I'm going to take pictures, and I'll even get pictures of you inside the joint. Thank you.
All righty. And believe that, Luke. You've pissed off the wrong two guys, and you've left yourself open, and there's nothing you can do about it. You can't protect yourself. Because if you would have listened to us in the beginning, you would have been well protected. You know, you wouldn't have nothing to worry about.
One other thing to one other person, please.
Yeah.
And Danny Panzella, you're probably a very decent person. Stay away from Luke. You'll never win the assembly this way. Believe me, you won't. I promise you, you won't.
Yeah. Alrighty. So, yeah, definitely check out the show every day. We always update the site with new articles. Check, just explore the site. We got something for everybody. So, this has been the Crotch Shot Radio Show saying, fuck the New World Order. And if
fuck
you don't
Luke.
Want... Yeah, him too.
Can I get one last thing out?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, cool, thanks. I was going to say, just, you know, thanks for having me on. It's been a good time. We got a lot of great stuff out tonight, stuff that needs to be addressed. The weekend's been great. We hit up, you know, Luke both days, and there's going to be more of this. I mean, stuff's starting to, you know, come down on these issues, and we're going to be hitting it hard. So, you know, like they've been saying, you know, you better be ready for it, because we're seriously about to bring it all. And,
exactly.
It's you know, it's personal with more than a few people, and everybody's gonna find out, you know, real soon how and why. But I'm looking for stations to put me on. If anybody, you know, likes what they heard out there tonight, I'm looking to get on some airtime here. No matter what, I have a network set up. I'll have my own network that's in the works if absolutely all else fails. So I do have backup plans, but, I mean, I'm looking for as many affiliates as I can get. Derek in the Midwest. Hope you like what you heard. Thanks,
everybody. Alrighty.
One more thing. Maybe we can have a brainstorming session. You all come out to Pennsylvania. I just bought another 20 acres of land. And I'd really like to, we could all just sit out there and talk and do this and get all this shit ironed out, and maybe we can put Luke away forever.
Yep. Alrighty. This has been Louis B. saying, fuck the new, in fact, and I got something to say. Yeah, and New World Order and all you types, if you thought fucking Bill Cooper was bad, watch your ass for Louis B. Anyways, fuck the New World Order.
Me too, motherfuckers.
Yep. Fuck the New World Order. And if you don't want to do your own research, if you don't want to do your own research, if you don't want to do anything for yourself, you don't want to expand your mind, and you just want to keep your head stuck in the sand, then there's nothing I can do for you. So fuck you too.